All right. This is Richard Reagan from Fanable.com role-playing podcast, here to play a game of Supernatural, mainly because I was just spent the last 10 days watching the Supernatural TV show up to season 5, and I'm a little hooked. Starting from my... setting. The game is actually going to take place in 1969, mainly because I thought it'd be funny. Okay, starting from my right, character, etc.
Hey, this is Billy, and I'll be playing Newt Shepherd. I believe that's my name, Newton Shepherd. I am a very conservative man. I believe in America, the rights of Americans, and the American way. So, if you think about it, I'm the first AAA out there. Thank you. Angela. Oh, I'm like the muscle and the machete and the monkey that stole the glasses off my head.
This is Angela. I am playing Meadowlark. I am a hippie. I was supposed to be going to Woodstock, and then there's something going on, so I can't go to fucking Woodstock, damn it. And I am the keeper of the lore.
And this is Daniel, and I will be playing Bob, a good old boy from down south that got me my truck. Betsy, she's all tricked out. She's got herself a cow catcher in front. She's got this button up here. I press it. Spikes come up. Mm-mm. It's good eating right there. Oh, yeah.
Is your truck the first truck to ever have balls?
Yes. You have truck nuts.
Yes. You are the origin of the
invented truck balls. I invented truck nuts.
I didn't think he was able to pay for all this.
I'm also a knowledgeable cryptozoologist, because you don't run over as many things as I have and not learn a thing or two about them.
Have you caught Chupacabra?
Well, Chupacabra got caught in my in the cow catcher.
What do you think of that? Chupacabra.
All right. The main reason you're guys, now, at least one of you, Meadowlark, was originally headed off to the Catskills to go to Woodstock. That was the original plan. But these two numbnuts decided to lead you in on a little secret that they're currently in the Adirondacks. There's been a rash of bear attacks. It's bears attack. It happens every once in a while. Except they don't usually happen four times as a quick succession like is happening right now. You just want to go over there, check it out, and hopefully, you know, everything will be fine. But of course, it never is. And you're driving down the road. Oh, and before we start, we have to set this off properly. I really like Supernatural. And that's enough, because I don't want to get sued for copyright. So, anyway, you're heading down the road. You're going to enter the park. You're entering the park, going to the main visitor area. So then from there you can do tours and whatever you want to do. That's where you start off in the campaign.
Go. I open up the brand new truck, right?
Yeah.
I step out, and I have my cowboy hat on. You know, clearly a Texan of Texan descent, my character. Not really the southern type, that's more you, but I look the part. I have a shiny belt, I have the boots, I have the hat on, I have the sunglasses, the asshole sunglasses. I turn, I spit, and look around. This is what America's about. Open land, open freedom. I like this. Take a sniff of the air.
Find these bears. I want to get to Woodstock before Jimmy.
We've discussed this in a car. We don't say that word. If you're going to call anything, you're going to call it what it is. Communist commune. Okay?
Actually,
communist
your commune. Friend Harmony was able to find a way to actually get talk to Jimi Hendrix in person if you were there.
How would you know?
I hate her.
How would you know? There's no Twitter.
No, we had this all worked out before we left home.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm just there, you know, packing up my guns, you know, but while everyone's getting out of the car, it's like, gone. Right. Where are we going?
All right. Is it a national park that we're in?
It's basically a national park. Basically, when you first enter in, it's in the national visitor areas where, like, the park ranger's office and, like, basically visitor halls where people can go sign off on tours or sign up to go hiking in certain areas, stuff like that. And it's a very, very, very large park.
Okay.
National park.
Do we have any fake badges, or is that not what we have?
You're hunters. Of course you have fake badges.
Okay, I'm going to start looking, like, Forest Service,
Would you have a Forest Service on you?
I'm a Texas boy. I would see myself as some like okay. something like, you know, somebody who serves for...
Okay, serve. All right.
All right. I straighten out my glasses. Mm-hmm. check my teeth in the mirror. Then I'm going to head off towards the... I'm going to the park ranger's office if you guys are interested. If you want to look around, you can. But I'm going to head to the
park ranger's. I'm going to look around because I don't look like a park ranger. Okay. I'm dressed in like the long skirt and the peasant blouse. And I've got a flower behind my ear.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And I am bristling with weaponry. I should know anywhere near the park ranger. So I'm going to go watch after the little girl.
Okay. All right. You head towards the park ranger office. Go through the door. You notice immediately a guy working at a desk. Park ranger, get up, you know, hat, the whole shebang. But a Caucasian man, about maybe 5'6", 5'7". Really, really huge mustache for some odd reason. He's not typewriter, actually. Typing away.
I just step up and I just quickly flash my badge. I try to see a name tag. Does he have a name tag?
Rogers. Yep. Can I help you? Is that Farser right there?
Yes. Gimli.
How you doing?
Agent Ranger Gimli. Okay. We understand that you've had a series of bear attacks lately.
Yeah, I didn't know the Farsers would be...
We take these things very seriously. We just want to make sure everything's fine. We just really want to know what has agitated these bears to such a degree to take it on.
It's I've made a little unusual, but, you know, nature's nature, I'm assuming. You know, every once in a while, there's a couple of stupid hikers that come in and just...
And who are these victims? I take out my pad and paper. Who are the victims? Are you know how those mail carriers are? We're just getting things, bits and pieces.
Oh, yeah. So slow. I wish we had some sort of, like, electronic way, like in the future.
Interweb.
Yes,
You know, interweb of cords that you just put in... Like you put
it's like a series of tubes.
Tubes.
Yes.
But not like a big truck.
That would be ridiculous.
He says to nothing in particular.
So often there's like, trucks are awesome. Maybe. Okay, a big truck.
Are you sure you really, really... I'll be honest. Forest Service doesn't really need to deal with this. The bodies have been moved off into another area entirely, so it's not really much of a problem. They're all headed off to the main town.
Mm-hmm.
You can check the bodies there if you want, but they were mauled, as far as I can tell.
I'm just looking for the identities of the people. We just want to make sure, since this was on our national park grounds, want to make sure. You know how them hippies now about, you know, suing anything
What's the check for? Empathy or... perception, I guess, will work. Give a perception roll.
Can I change something?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to... Wow, why do I have 6 influence? Okay, cool. Perception?
Yep.
My perception is... 6, but I also have search.
Mm-hmm.
And wouldn't
really help you. Just looking at a person.
5.
That's enough.
So do I take perception and add it to something?
Actually, you would add your perception plus your
alertness.
Yeah,
15.
All right. He looks. He just.
No, that's those are die rolls.
Yeah, those are die rolls.
Oh,
yes, yeah. Sorry.
So I need to roll 12. Gotcha.
You see a slight smear, but as soon as you say hippies.
Mm. You know what they are trying to go? They're going against the American culture by just suing anytime someone sneezes. I'm near a salad. It's ridiculous.
I understand what you mean. This freaks you. All right, you want to know? Here's a ghost. First victim was one of those flower children.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I try not to be a bad man here. I'm a good old American boy.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, you know, that everyone has a right, but I honestly felt like that prick had it coming. I mean, all about nature and gets killed by a bear.
I laugh. And I'm not acting. I actually find that funny in every meaning of the word.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of praying to that god tree, whatever they are, they should be praying to the god up there.
Yeah.
God, love, and fear, and country.
Yep.
Okay, so we have a flower child.
Yeah, that was the first victim, and at least we think that was the first victim. Basically, we didn't find the body for that one. It's really weird. Like we looked in apparently in the area where the body's supposed to be, up and gone.
Mm-hmm.
But the other ones were definitely mauled by a bear. I mean, obviously claws and the whole thing. I've seen bear attacks from a distance, no problem.
And they're just, you know, just your random visitors, any more flower children bitten?
Mm-hmm. No, he gives you a list. Basically, like, the first one was the main hippie. The other ones are just identities of the people, but doesn't really tell about what the type of person it is.
All right, can I ask, how do you know that the other one is, the hippie is, so is he missing or is he dead? How do you know he's dead?
Not so much like his and his whole commune or whatever they call themselves, like, came through here. So I kind of recognize the name because it gave the most trouble.
Do you know where we could find these communes out?
Yeah, they went off in the deep woods to find themselves or something like that. I heard it was like some sort of like event these hippies like congregate in, like in the Cackle. I don't know why the hell they're here.
Mm.
Makes no goddamn sense. I wish they were in the Catskills or sons of bitches.
I understand. Well, thank you very much, sir. You're doing a service here. I'm just going to continue quickly on this investigation.
I'm assuring you, though, it's hippies.
I understand. Tell me, this is more important.
Yes.
I need a steak and goddamn baked potato. Where's the place to go?
You want to go to that den over there? We sell some nice steaks and stuff like that? Fantastic.
I like it.
All right.
I kind of glare at him as he does the fantastic. He said, just walk away.
He just looks at you weird.
I close the door and shake my head in disgust at his mustache.
Okay.
Sideburns, probably. All right, cool. Whatever. And then I'm going to look for these two.
Okay. What are you guys doing again?
I want to, just to kind of get a feel of what animals are in the area, I want to do a little bit of tracking, like see if, specifically I'm looking to see if there's bear tracks or something that looks like a mundane person could identify as a bear, but we would know is actually, like,
around
scary
the visitor
animal.
Area? You would know they wouldn't be around the visitor, and you don't know where the bodies were killed in the first place. They weren't actually in the visitor. They're off in the deep.
Oh, okay.
Forest.
Then I want to get a map from the visitor area of the national park.
Mm.
Okay. You go in there. There's a woman there named Stacy. Oh, can I help you with the park? Anything, miss?
Yes. I was hoping that I could get a map of the park.
A map of the... Oh, of course. There's a map right there. There's a stack of maps in the left-hand corner. So, sure, I mean, but, you lost or something like that? I thought... Aren't you with the other group that went in there a while back?
You know what? I was going to be meeting some friends here, and I was held up for a couple of days helping my mom.
Oh. Really? You mean you actually care about family?
Of course, I do.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said it. It's just... You hear so many things about you people.
No, we very much care about our families, because really, we are all one family.
She just stares at you. Uh-huh.
I care about you as a sister.
Anyway, maps are right there.
How long ago did the other group come through?
Well, a couple of days ago, actually. They just went in. I'm not sure specifically. I think they went in and she gives you a general direction of which direction they headed off to into the woods.
Okay, thank you so much.
No problem.
So is this like a shop or?
It's like a shop, yeah. You sell this maps plus other random stuff. The maps are free. They're not gonna charge you for the maps. But like, you know, souvenirs and stuff like that.
South American.
Yeah.
Right. I'm basically there, like, you know, sort of rooting around. I was like, damn it, where's the beer around here?
Beer?
Yeah, like I say it out loud, like, beer, damn it, where's the beer around here?
Sir, is that... fine. She points you to a different area. Like this is the main souvenir shop, and then she's another place where they might sell, like, alcohol and stuff like that.
Was this
that don't make no goddamn sense. I have the beer right here with the main center where I'm seeing some fun.
Sir.
Damn.
Sir, please, you have guns. Don't get angry. I'll get the park ranger.
I ain't angry, I just done.
And wait a second, why do you have guns? Not past hunting season. It's not hunting season yet.
Well, who said I'm hunting? Jesus, there's a sign that started walking off him. Like, Jesus, dang, stupid people.
With your shotgun in your back.
Yeah. Well, I can too many people assume I'm hunting and stupid people in here. And I walk right out of the shop.
Give me a perception. Actually, are you both in the store? Give me both perception rolls.
That's alertness plus perception, right? Yeah. And so, D8.
Six.
Okay, you got six.
Five, and perception is two, so D4 halved. That's three halved up, so seven.
Okay. Seven. You notice as soon as she sees the gun and gives a call to somebody.
Like, oh, dang it. Dang it.
Yep. So you have a gut feeling it might be the park ranger, so you have like a minute to think of something.
Girl, looks like best moving on. I start just walking right out of the truck and just seeing if I can spot where what he's headed out to.
Okay. As soon as you start walking out, you hear the park ranger pick up a phone and start standing up. He's not doing anything else. You just hear him say that.
Well, I'm just going to keep on walking towards wherever I thought they were heading off towards, seeing that the...
Okay.
And if I hear the park ranger exit after me...
He exits after you.
I turn around. Is there a problem?
Yeah, some idiot with... It's not hunting season, but of course, there's an idiot with guns around who says he's out there for nature's view, but he's out there to probably hunt a bear or something like that.
No, let's go find this fella.
Cool, we can double team him. Fantastic, let's go.
Once again, as he turns away, I kind of narrow my This guy's sound like a commie to me. Red Russia, they have them gay orgies.
They have the baths, we're all naked, it's weird.
Naked baths, men on men nakedness.
You think about that a lot, do you?
Yeah. No! just my disgust towards it. And I realize I've just had this inner monologue and I'm just standing there as the guys keep on walking. Whoa, no! And I charge forward.
In comes a park ranger named Roger. He's like, sir, how you doing?
Nothing's wrong with him. Don't fire, thank you.
Could you stop for a second, please?
I could, but why would I want
to? I ask it politely.
I slow down. I was like, what's up, Ranger?
Sir, you do understand that it's not hunting season right now.
Well, yeah.
Then why do you have so many guns?
Well, you never know when a bear might come and eat you. I hear there's bears eating people around here.
All right, but why do you have three?
Well, I don't know how many bears you have. Better be prepared.
Give me a persuasion. I'm going to say difficulty.
Yeah, that will not.
Yeah, give me a difficulty 11.
What's my...
That's going to be...
Your persuasion would be performance or influence?
Yeah, what's my base attribute for that?
That would most likely be intelligence, I guess.
Yeah, I actually have intelligence.
All right. And
I do not have...
Influence? No, influence.
I have no influence or performance, so it's just my
d10. All right.
And if my difficulty is 11, then I'm not making that.
Oh,
yeah. Period. Oh, we should have started with plot points.
Oh, plot points, yes. Yeah, how many? You all get 6 off the bat.
Yay, plot points. All right, so...
You can buy yourself a d2.
Yeah,
it's only reason it's difficult because you have so many guns.
Yeah,
and he also looks to the right at your vehicle full of also guns.
Yeah. Let me see here. Spend. Yeah, real good. Okay. So, 2, 3, 4. There we go. Okay, so spend 1 to get a d12, which gives me a. If I get an 11 or a 12, I make this.
Mm-hmm.
But then I get a 3, so I don't.
Sir, I'm going to have to calmly ask you, if you go into these forests, you're going to have to increase the number of guns on your person. Now, this is, naturally, in this, you can carry a weapon.
Well, yeah.
A weapon.
All right, and I start walking off to my truck. I pat the truck. Got my weapon.
Uh-huh.
I smile at him. Right, even. Start getting into the truck.
Okay. Sir, if you even think about turning that on, I'll have every park ranger looking for you in the forest. And since you have so many guns, well, we can't be too careful, can we?
Just a bear. Fine. Take down the 2 guns, put them back in the things, keep on...
Naturally, we have a storage compartment you can hold the weapons in if you would desire.
You got a storage compartment big enough for Betsy?
For everything else. I eat your guns.
It'll take the better part of half a day to get that.
Then you better get started, huh?
And it's a stupid bear or something. I started.
He's just
stuttering. Yeah,
he actually stands there, arms crossed, just staring at you as you do the job for the whole day.
Yeah, I start puttering around the truck, sort of give this guy a glare, And it's obvious I'm just shuffling, take a gun, put it out somewhere else, get it back. Here again.
What, are you actually trying to stealthily still keep your gun as he's watching you? Or?
Oh no, I'm not hiding. I'm just like wasting time. I'm clearly wasting time while I occasionally give this gun.
You guys gonna do anything? Or?
Yeah, actually, I'm going to head off towards the office.
Okay.
Towards the ranger office.
Mm-hmm.
Open it up if there's.
Yeah, he's busy with.
I'm going to sneak in.
Okay.
And I'm going to start searching for any records of the attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Or any heal your things that have happened before.
Give me an investigation.
I have search. Does that help?
Search will probably help. There's no investigation problem?
There is, but I didn't want to be able to research. I didn't know if that was investigation as in research or...
Actually, your search would probably be better in this case. I mean, you're just looking for the files themselves? Or
yeah,
just,
files
okay,
themselves.
Okay, search is fine.
So in alertness, right?
Yes.
11.
Enough. You find some of the records in a cabinet about the attacks, mainly some of the coroner's reports. For three of the bodies. Mm. And you know there were four attacks.
Yeah.
The original one is not there. But basically, for the way it was handled was... It was, obviously, there were bear marks. Which explains some of the damage. The other damage is, looks like they were ripped apart. And not just ripped apart with claws. I mean, like, someone with opposable thumbs went... Whoosh.
I shove the files in my jacket, close it up, and I'm walking out again.
Okay.
And I'm going to find Flower Child here.
Okay.
Or yet.
I am kind of parked near the visitor center, studying the map, trying to get acclimated to the size and the scope of the park.
It's a fairly large national park. But from what the woman told you, you can pretty much guess like the only good area that the hippies could have gone to.
Sure.
All
right. I'm also asking the woman at the desk.
Yes.
Is there a lodge around here?
Well, for a rest, yeah, sure, of course, sir. And she points in the general direction.
Yeah, I'm gonna nod towards you to kind of follow, and then I'm gonna be heading out. I'm gonna get us a room.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And
I'm gonna give him like a minute head start, so it's not like I'm with the ranger. and then I'm gonna kind of feel like in dates because I'm thinking about the mysteries of the universe.
Uh-huh.
I'm just gonna wander in that direction.
She just stares at you and goes like, what happened to this generation?
And I'm giving her
peace, sister.
Ugh. When we get to the room, I'm going to give her the files, and I'm going to be like,
No, as you're heading towards the law, you see Rogers like, stop staring at you for a second, look at the hippie, and the snarl comes back. I'm going to give me a stealth to see if you can hide a gun.
Yeah.
And what type of gun are you trying to hide?
It's a handgun. Yeah, ain't hiding a shotgun anyway.
Okay.
D8. Mm-hmm. That's all I got.
BFG.
No,
difficulty 6.
Alright, yeah, that's not. I'm going to spend another fake coin and give myself a D10 just for have a better chance. 8.
No, you had a handgun.
I got a handgun,
mm-hmm.
and I'm keeping my shotgun. That's basically my official weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Everything on the thing is okay. Here's the thing. My truck is all tricked out, and since I am a hunter, there is like a compartment in the back that's it's got a few more, a few more guns.
Mm-hmm.
So all the obvious ones that were like in the sort of like the ones in the gun rack,
yeah.
and was like clean as a whistle, Sheriff.
Mm-hmm. He's gonna give it a look over. I'm gonna say he does usually deal with. All right, I'm gonna say what's this a D. On 11 or 12, on a D12, he finds something.
4.
Nope. All right. Looks clean.
Is your hitting compartment also tricked out with, like, the rock salt and holy water?
Oh, yeah. I'm a hunter.
Okay.
That's where you keep, like, the hunter weapons. Like, obvious just regular guns.
Yep.
But, like, guns are like, why do you have a gun that shoots rock salt? Stuff that would actually raise real...
Steak?
Yeah. the stuff that would raise, like, real questions. Yeah, that's in the...
Religious
that's
reasons?
Stuff. Yeah.
Right.
It's religious reasons.
Alright.
They scare the hippies.
Most guns scare hippies. Most guns scare anybody.
Yeah. I'm giving you the folders as soon as you come back.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm drinking a beer because I also brought a beer with me.
Okay.
And I'm like, take a look at them. Don't know much from it, but it looks like, according to the reports, they believe it was more than just a bear.
Mm-hmm. They're explaining it's a bear,
but it seems like they were ripped apart.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know a bear that can do that.
Yeah.
So give that a check. And
there's also files about the individual people. Well, like not really in depth, but basically like
I'll read the file
okay.
on like what the people are. I'm giving her the lore
yeah,
stuff.
First thing I want to do is read like a description of the injuries, and then use lore to figure out if I. if it sounds like a monster we've I already know about.
All right, give me a lore roll.
With intelligence?
With intelligence. It's going to be... Actually, just tell me how high you get. Because the difficulty will show how much information you get.
I'm going to spend this and move this up to a D8. 10
total?
10.
Well, you're pretty sure it's not Chupacabra.
Okay.
All right.
Good to know.
The bear, the claw marks are definitely from a bear.
Okay.
But a bear usually is not able to rip things apart with his bare hands, so it's not obviously not a bear. But the way it's also attacked, you can't be 100% sure what it is exactly, but it's not something you faced before. It's not anything common.
Okay.
Like a ghoul or anything like that.
It's not a werewolf. It's not a trick. All right.
Bear.
Dan, you know, like whenever we get a hotel room, I always get something under like Mr. Gregor or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I'd
be able to find my way back into this room. So you know, I show up, my shotgun, my hidden handgun.
I respect your right to carry as many guns as you need, but sometimes more is less.
Yeah.
I also want to use my map that I have and plot out where the attacks were.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm showing him to the folders. And it's like, we don't really know what it is so far. And I show you, like, the pictures and stuff like that, whatever the hell they have on it.
Yep. Do I get a chance to... I've got a specialty in cryptozoology.
Ooh. Roll that.
All right, so I got two D10s. D10 and D10. Once. Okay. Yeah, all I got is 8. So,
I'm guessing more. You're pretty sure it's not Chupacabra.
Yeah. Man, bear, pig. That's what it is.
Alright, so you're in the lounge, or in the room or in the main lounge area?
Oh, we're in the room.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And, I'm checking up, on that, even the people who were attacked.
First guy was, maybe, named Fillmore. Fillmore was killed, body not found, but assumed to be a bear attack.
Why is it assumed that he was killed and bear attacked?
Because there was a report of a bear in the area.
But why did they assume he was killed? Why did they assume?
Because they found pieces of him. They didn't find his body.
Okay, they found pieces of him. Yes. I was wondering, it's like, wow, they've just really given up on this movie. He's been gone for 24 hours, dead.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what sort of pieces? Like, did they find a hand, or did they find, like, skin?
Well, it's weird. It's like, they found bits of skin, bits of bone. Everything else seems to be...
So nothing, like, intact?
Nothing really intact.
How did they identify it as in 1969?
Science.
Science.
They were also hippie clothing. Plus the fact, the hippie clothing, plus the fact that that the people from the hippie commune said he was missing.
Okay.
Alright, cool.
Okay.
Yeah, who else?
The three other campers, nothing really tying them together except that they were campers, like, just professional hikers or campers in the area.
Alright, so.
Were the attacks all concentrated in one area, or have they been spread out amongst, throughout the park?
Those have been around the park, actually. It's weird. There's no, like, concentrated area where it's in. Give me an investigation roll. Checking that out.
Let's see. I was hoping I could use survival because I'm using a map.
Actually, survival will probably work.
Yay! Plus intelligence?
Mm-hmm.
12.
All right. You notice those are usually probably good areas for camping.
Okay.
Okay, so what do we got? We got three campers. We got Fillmore, skin, pieces of bones and skin were found on him.
Mm-hmm.
Soom's dead. Hippie commune reported him missing a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
They say there's a bear in the area. What are you seeing about from this, Bob?
Man, bear, pig.
Told you. Man, bear, pig.
Mm-hmm.
Big old thing, tearing people apart. I mean, honestly, I think it's the main one we got to figure way to watch out for is that one with the hippie. No offense meant, you know, but it's got a taste for them.
Well, there's a commune, they say, some communist gathering out in the forest of...
Not communists.
Listen,
they believe- they're not communists, then why'd they have commune? That just don't make sense.
Oh, I love you guys. Well...
See that? That's an American education right there. Someone who goes to school...
I was educated in America.
Yeah, and
the way he sounds, he didn't go to school very long.
And you flushed it all down the story for that communist Marxist thought.
Well, the according to my map, these attacks have been concentrated in a lot of like campground areas, and the hippies did go off toward the area that the lovely sister at the visitor center.
Oh, sorry, the three campers were in camping areas. The hippie was in a different area altogether. Not near the campgrounds.
Interesting. But did the hippies go to a camping area in the direction of?
You have a gut feeling. At least these people didn't know much about camping. They thought they would be one with nature.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So we've got all of the three other people were killed in or near campgrounds. Fillmore was out in nature. He was getting to know Mother Earth, which is also where my brethren and sistren have gone.
Jesus Christ. I say as I just hold my head. You're a hunter. You were raised in a God-fearing hunting family. And this... Okay, Bob. This is what I say we go... We all go to this commune to make sure you don't get that Soviet Russian, like, subsonic wave... brainwashing that they go on if they're babbling. We talk to these hippies, and maybe they have something to share. Maybe they're doing it. That's not something hippies do, you know. Ritualistic sacrifices.
No, no. Peace and love, brother. Pieces
indeed, ma'am. Pieces, just like our Fillmore. I maybe he wasn't a hippie. Maybe he was just a good old American boy trying to infiltrate the coven to stop these witches. That's what I say. I say we find these communes.
Well, I disagree with your terminology respectfully. But I agree with the basic idea.
They're Soviet.
No, not with that. With going to find the commune.
Okay, yeah. It seems like we're going to do.
Yeah. Sounds like a plan.
Alright.
So, how are you two going to blend in with a bunch of hippies?
I ain't.
I reach up and I unbutton a single button. You know, I have the button up shirt and it's all like, but there. Mystery's complete.
Are you going to actually try to make them look like hippies?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Give me a disguise. Is there a disguise? Covert. Give me covert.
Okay, covert plus what?
Intelligence.
Awesome.
So you're trying to dress us up like hippies. I am not comfortable with this at all.
Let's see. Odds are ones, evens are twos. Try to use
this.
Three!
I've got like a flower shirt, a baseball cap on backwards, and a shotgun.
Basically, you try your best, but every time somehow when you tie dye the shirts, they all come out the same color.
Yeah.
So like you tried red, blue, fi, it turned into orange, and basically at some point, you try your best, but they're way too not hippie looking.
Mind over matter. My hair is so cut short.
You totally have a buzz cut.
Oh, yeah. Buzz cut.
American. You tie-dyed my shirt and came out in flannel stripes. That was like the actual tie-dye color. Lacking.
So, yeah.
Sometimes the universe just isn't with you.
Let's go to this compound. Coven.
Is that a coven?
Can we drive there? Or is it? Oh, it's in nature, so we're walking.
You're pretty much walking there. So, like, you're staying the night, or are you just
fresh in the morning? I'd say. Mm-hmm. I turn on the news. Okay. Walter Cronkite, goddamn American hero.
Yep,
that man right there.
Talking about this, that, Vietnam, the whole, a lot of depressing news.
When they play the music, I stand up and I have my hat over my heart.
Mm-hmm. America. America.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah, so I'm going to sleep that night.
Alright. You sleep tonight, nothing happens. Except the next day.
Or does it? And you're just okay. Sleeping through it. Everyone's dead by bears.
Dead by bears. Okay. I just imagined a bear kicking down the door of a shotgun.
Okay. The next day, as you're waking up, getting ready to go, you start hearing whispers. Well, not whispers, loud noises. Basically, people talking about something happened.
Oh, yeah, walk out. Mm-hmm. I have a change of clothing on.
Okay.
But no one would know. Because it's the button-up shirt, uh-huh. Pants, hat, but it's absolutely the same outfit.
I don't have a change of clothing.
Since we're going hiking today, I've switched out the peasant skirt and blouse for big bell-bottom jeans.
Of course you did.
Tie-dye shirt. And a new flower.
Of course. Where'd you get the flower?
We're in a national park. There's flowers everywhere.
You killed a flower for your own beautification.
It's a fake flower.
Okay.
I have like 7.
Hold on for a second. I pluck it out. Made in China. Jesus Christ. Shoot it. Bob, shoot it.
No.
I already have a second. What? Where? Oh. Oh, Jesus Christ.
So, yeah, we go out and hear people.
Okay. Basically, you hear people start talking. Eventually, you get the gist of that there was another attack that was recently found. They actually have a... He wasn't damaged. A survivor, but he wasn't damaged at all. He's currently freaking the hell out. He's probably giving a statement in the park ranger's office.
Yeah, man. I'll head over there, mm-hmm. Hear the statement. You guys figure out what you want in an hour. We'll go and start hiking through the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to the park ranger.
Okay. To go to the park ranger. He's there talking to a smaller, like 4 foot nothing. I mean, sorry, 5 foot nothing guy with like balding spectacles, and he was supposedly camping, but he has clothing that obviously he doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like him.
He said it's almost like he's wearing a suit. That way, he's just like and that's all that happened. I don't know, but I don't think, you know, I think we were in his territory. And, you know, if we could figure out how to make it work, it could be great that way. Yes.
What in the... Excuse me.
Yes.
Park Service.
Oh, thank you.
I go up and give him a handshake, nod in my head, and I understand that... Rogers, do you mind if I talk to this fellow just for a second?
Of course.
Okay. I understand there was an attack, and you witnessed it?
Well, I saw bits and pieces. I ran as soon as I heard the screaming.
And what were you doing out in the forest? No offense, you don't look like you're dressed to camp.
Well, it's complicated. I was doing science.
And what is your last name again?
Stu Connors, sir. My name, Stu Connors.
Stu Connors, not Stu Connors, like a German name.
No,
Stu.
Stu, then Connors.
Connors. Okay, I can understand. It's an Irish name.
Oh, okay. Sir, I was doing science. You may have probably heard of the recent bear attacks. Mm-hmm. He does double quotes for bear attacks. The bear attacks. That's what they're called.
And you happen to believe that they ain't bear attacks? Bear attacks?
Yeah. Sir, this is a relatively new science that I'm being a part of, but how do I explain this to you? Have you ever read the book On the Track of Unknown Animals? By Bernard Helvelmans.
What was his last name?
Bernard Helvelmans.
No, the only thing I read is From Men, written by like Jefferson, Washington, Lincoln.
Well, he's Belgian. I guess that kind of counts. Anyway, sir.
Ron Swanson star.
So, some will say he's the founder of our science.
What's your science?
Cryptozoology. The study of animals that have not been discovered yet.
I look towards Rogers to see his
Rogers
opinion.
Just doesn't know what the hell's going on. So I don't know.
Well, what do you think this bear creature is, then? Well,
sir, there's some stories of these creatures for centuries. Not just from us, from settlers of America, but Indians as well. It's obvious. It's a Sasquatch. Of the Bigfoot. In this tiny forest. And if we can discover it, think of it.
And your companion was attacked by this big fella?
Well, yeah. Obviously, we were in its I'm assuming in its territory or something like that. I mean, if we can study its habits, it's like any wild animal, obviously. As far as we know, from reports that see are somewhat similar. Kind of. because as the author said, have pity on them all, for it is we who are the real animals. We have to study this creature.
Absolutely. Yes. What was this fellow's name again, you were saying? The writer of this Belgium commie?
Bernard Hellmans, sir.
He's Belgian. I understand what Belgium is.
Okay.
And your partner, your associate, your companion, what was he to you?
He was my
assistant.
Associate. We worked together to try to solve mysteries.
Okay.
About the unknown animals of the forest.
And he was Lutheran Rider, and he was ripped apart just like the others.
Roger says it's a similar attack.
Well, and could you tell me where this attack took place? I pull out a map, and could you circle
it again? I circle it. Near another camping site, possible camping site.
Mm-hmm.
Are you headed there right now?
To the crime scene?
Yes, sir.
Is it on the way to the hippies? At least
the hippies are first, then it's the rest of the crime scene because they're relatively close to the main. I mean, they're one with nature, but not that much.
Yeah, I still want one around here. It's kind of like when you camp in your backyard.
Yeah,
pretty much. And I'm ahead. Okay, let's... I am going out there right now.
Well, if you're going, I'm going to have to go, sir, to collect the evidence. We have evidence, obviously.
Absolutely. I'm sure we could find something to talk about.
Of course, sir.
Rogers, I'll be taking this fella for the investigation. I'm kind of giving him the eyes of, I'm taking him off your hands.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He looks grateful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, waving him on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm bringing him over. I'm bringing Stu.
Okay.
Over, and I'm meeting up with these two.
Okay. There's a
lady, gentlemen.
Stu here, folks, is a studier of science known as cryptobiology.
Cryptozoology. Zoology.
Zoology.
Biology would be about the animal's nature. I'm just talking about the animal itself.
That broke up there. Was like, you ever stuff a mountain chupacabra?
Everyone knows supercars don't exist. It's one of those idiotic...
I turn my back to an amateur. Right, so with that,
he has an interesting theorem about this as being a Yeti.
Sasquatch. Yetis are native to Tibet. But we believe they may be the same subspecies.
Bigfoot. Sasquatch. I'm kind of looking at you guys to see if there's any knowledge of what the hell this is.
Yeah,
I have a 2, so
yeah. All right. It's going to be a relatively high roll.
Yeah, this is a 13 for me.
You don't know a lot about Sasquatch. Like, you could like maybe cross reference, but only if you think it might be Sasquatch. But honestly, at this time point in time, Sasquatches aren't very well known.
Sure.
Okay.
Sasquatch. All right. Well, we're going to be heading over.
I don't know my cryptozoology timeline well enough out of character. Mm-hmm. Has the videotape of Bigfoot?
I didn't check, but I don't think so.
No, I think that was like late 70s.
That was late 70s.
Any of you ever heard of a fellow called Bernard Hevelum? Hevelman?
Considering I've got D10 in cryptozoology, probably.
Bernard Hevelum was that Bellinard who created the book, but he's in Belgium.
Yeah. Right, I'm just wondering if they've heard of him before. If they know he's like, yeah, he's a hunter. He's one of us.
Oh.
Yeah, I've got a D10 in cryptozoology, so I probably know the author.
You know the author. Let's check if you know if he's...
Do I roll my cryptozoology? Just roll it. Yeah. All right, let's see. Just a 7, so... No problem.
He wrote a book about stuff. You don't know if he knew what he was talking about.
Right.
I mean, there were some creatures that tell you that sound ridiculous, even to you.
Right.
All right, well... Mr. Stu wants to come with us. Stu, we have some investigations we have to do.
Of course.
Speak with some Soviets.
Soviets?
Yeah.
There are Russians here?
You betcha. Trust me on that one. And then we're going to go to the to the bear attack.
Of course. All right. Okay. Well, I can wait.
Okay. Well, then, do you want to stay here? We can come back for you.
No, I'll go with you. I can wait.
All right. Let's go, gentlemen and ma'am. And we're going to start hiking towards the hippie compound.
Okay.
Or the hippie nature site.
I'll leave you give me... How... Actually, who has gone camping?
I have survival, like, 10.
Survival 10?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, like, no survival. I'm usually in my truck.
Okay, and you?
I've got outdoor life 10.
I'm going to say you two are fine. Because it's a short hike. You need to give me a roll.
Yeah.
Endurance.
Right. Vitality D6.
D6, you need a 3.
Oh, wow. I didn't write these down. What's endurance?
Endurance is vitality plus willpower.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so vitality.
What's initiative?
Yeah, it's fairly easy, I'm going to say.
Yeah, so agility
yeah, I got
plus
11.
You're vitality.
Life points?
Wait, let me see if it's...
Wait,
no, it
you're
should be alertness.
You're going to need life points because stuff may happen.
I thought so.
Yeah, let's figure that out quick.
Like, I think
100%.
It's this, but on the other hand, I'm going to the same stat. One. Okay. Initiative, agility plus alertness.
That makes more sense.
Endurance, vitality plus willpower. Life points is vitality plus willpower, taking the maximum results of both dice.
Yep.
So whatever the sum of the two highest of the highest possible.
So 8 and 12 is should we be rolling for the other ones as well?
No. That's what you will roll when it's necessary.
Oh, okay. So life points. Okay, so what? So alertness.
Life points is the only thing that will be a number. Everything else is one dice plus a second dice.
And then endurance is D. Endurance is vitality.
Plus willpower.
D12, and then 20. I have 22 because I have a tough. And then resistance.
Vitality plus vitality.
D8 plus D. I'm curious. Well, I have resistance 10. I don't know what that's for.
Resistance, pretty much like toxins or like poisonous breath, stuff like that.
Cool.
If you can resist that.
Cool. That's that. We're heading off to the hippie commune.
Mm-hmm. You head off into the hippie commune, and since it's fairly short away, there's no complications. You eventually reach there. And basically, as you head in, you start hearing singing. This is the age of Aquarius.
Get your gun. Get your gun. I'm reaching back to like my pistol.
No. Just, all
right. You go to a
they
fairly
are
large.
Singing, for God's sake! They're not even doing an incantation or summoning. It is a song off the radio.
Swan. Swan sits there.
Okay. You head off to the main camping area. It's about 30 different people. That looks like an even mix of male and female. And just basically just singing, chanting. All of them, some of them, circles talking about random stuff.
Yay.
Just talking about random stuff. What are you gonna do? And it's actually, yeah, they notice you coming in. And somebody's like, can I help? And it's, sister, what are you doing? Yes. And it's like she's part of the family. She just enters into the room.
Excuse me, do you know each other?
I think they're related.
We know each other on a spiritual level.
Exactly. We're part of the same world.
I kind of lean forward like I'm like about to upchuck and it's like, Jesus Christ.
And then you hear, you see her stew in the background. Well, actually, they took a course of anthropology. What they've done is create their own mini society within the main cultural center.
I turn around, stew. What I want to hear about Sasquatch, I'll ask you about Sasquatch. I don't want to hear about the Soviet Russian act right here.
Well, that's technically.
Stew!
Okay.
I look back towards the hippies.
You look back towards it.
I just wave you on to do the talking. I can't. I'm just. Okay. If I see anybody approaching me with a flower, okay. I'm making it known that I'm carrying.
Someone brings a flower, they just turn around and walk.
Brother, I am here with my comrades.
Comrades?
We are, they're friends of my biological family.
Ah, yes.
You understand. We choose our spiritual family, but we cannot always choose those that we were born.
I know that.
I choose that
only
point to spit.
I know that only to my father who lives in New York. Always talking about me getting, you know,
a job, a haircut,
talking
balls.
About me like it's a woman,
a husband, some balls.
My mom, my dad always talking about, you know, me finally going to college. All that
keeping you down,
keeping me down. I mean, my mom and my mom's mom never went to college. They were happy where they were.
Exactly, living off the land.
No, they were homemakers. But I didn't want to be a homemaker. But I didn't want to go to college.
No.
No one needs education when there's nature around us. She spins around.
We can learn. From Mother Earth.
Yes, because this... Right now, she says, she's about to burst, is... And she starts yelling out, the age of... And everyone starts shouting, Aquarius! Aquarius! Shoot. They go through the whole song.
Shoot in there. Shoot in there.
Okay, no, they go, you actually going to sing this?
I like how reach perfect. Okay. I don't
know. They go through the whole song and everyone's happy and sits back down. So, but anyway. Yes.
Jesus Christ.
It's a musical episode.
And, and also, like, it's 1969. Father wants her daughter to go to college. He's up there in the women's rights thing. So apparently, I don't know. I mean, it's whoever wants to go to is Harvard allowing women in 1969? A college of high
Wesleyan is the Wellesley is the women's college that was associated with Harvard.
Okay, then there's like I don't know. I mean, listen, who needs all those the fancy clothing and all the diamonds that their father would give you when you just need nature?
Mm-hmm.
She looks off into the distance.
Sister, we are here, however, with a pressing concern.
Mm-hmm.
We heard about what happened to Brother Fillmore.
Oh, yeah. So sad.
And we wanted to make sure that everything was okay here. Has there been any disturbances?
Disturbances? What do you mean by disturbances?
I laugh at that.
Wait, I didn't hear.
It was one about 2 minutes ago. Let's spit again.
well, perhaps you haven't heard, being as isolated and connected with nature as we are, but Fillmore is not the only one that has passed on in the last several days. There was another attack last night.
Another attack? Honestly, we've been here the whole time. We don't know much about what's been going on outside the walls of nature.
Not surprising you don't know shit about what's going on.
Such negative vibes are not helpful.
Sir, if you one more comment, you're going to be asked to leave. This is a place of peace.
Evan's giving her the stare.
Anyway.
You must forgive them. They're not enlightened yet.
Yeah, but you're working on it, aren't
you? Of course.
It must be hard. I mean, they both of these look like they're hard cases.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but even the hardest shell has a crack.
Well, she's talking about bees. I've got like my shotgun out. I'm like cleaning. Like.
As soon as you find that crack, you crack it open. Their minds know the universe.
So aiming her.
Their minds are blown away.
Way.
And I have some weed to help you out if you need it.
Excellent.
All right, for later.
But yes, in the meantime.
Do you want some weed?
Excuse me. Do I look like a Colombian?
What?
Dealing drugs. I am not. I'm an American.
Actually, this is grown in the back.
In our national parks.
No, actually, it's in the back. It's in the back.
Of what?
Of where we keep, where we make it. In the, it's a potted plant. Do you want some weed?
Got any beer?
Well, we don't really drink much alcohol.
You don't drink. I rub my hand. I take off my hand. Just run my hand through my hair.
I will tell you that Fillmore was with Starflower, who was Fillmore's partner. As close as partners can be. We all share love here,
of course.
But they were, I guess, soulmates, if you were.
Oh.
And Starflower for a while was just devastated about the attacks. But recently it's only been a few days, but she's one with herself again.
Can I speak with Starflower?
Of course. And she leads you, points you in her direction. I'll lead you there myself.
She a damn unicorn who names her kid Starfire.
It is her chosen forest name.
This whole place just glitches me. I just don't know how to respond. It's like I've entered a new realm of existence.
I'm just like, finally, ain't got no beer, ain't got no use for these people.
Yeah, because okay. There is no use for these people.
I vote we let Bad Bear Pigas have them all. Ain't no beer here.
If I wasn't killing Americans, then I would just let him eat them all, these people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're just saying that, like, she's like just a couple of feet in front of us. I love Mina.
You see, you hear a couple of the hippies just walking around staring at you. Like, the saddest, the thought makes you angriest. None of them look angry about what you're saying. They're just accepting it. They're accepting you as you are.
You should accept this.
We accept anything.
No, you don't.
Yes,
Nazis.
We do.
Yeah, just I threw that into the wheel of happiness.
Okay.
Oh goodness.
All right. All right. As you're going in, you hear a woman start talking to a crowd of, I keep calling them hippies, people talking about, like, you have to think of yourselves. What is our gonna future gonna be for not us, our children, our children's children? Huh? You've seen those science fiction shows of how devastated the world is? Think about it. It's the year 2525. And if mankind is still alive, you might find. And she just talks. She's you don't know what she's doing at that point. And then she notices you, your group, goes like, can I? Sister and gentlemen? Brothers?
No.
Nah, neither one.
Can I help you?
The first person never gave us a name. Did she indicate that this is Starflower?
That she indicated us.
Okay. Sister Starflower?
Yes. That is my nature name.
My name is Meadowlark.
Meadowlark.
And these are friends of mine, and we understand that you had a very special relationship with Fillmore.
Yes, he was my soulmate. Although we didn't share bodies, because we shared bodies with everyone, our souls were intertwined.
I'm a little caught up in the emotion of the moment there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to disturb your moment of communal thought, but whenever you have a moment, I would very much appreciate hearing more about your soulmate.
Of course. I mean, would you first? I'm teaching, just helping people understand nature around. Want to sit down and speak? And hear me speak for a little while, and then we can continue on.
I would be honored, sister.
Okay. Alright, what are you guys going to do?
No! 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 No, I'm stepping forward.
You see Stu going, like, well, this could be fascinating.
No! 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 Excuse me, Mrs. What's your name?
Star.
What's your real name? And you're speaking to an officer of the law.
Officer of the law? You don't look like you're dressed in...
I flashed the badge quickly. Just...
Okay. Well... My name given to me by my parents, my earth parents.
Yeah, what is your Christian name?
Sarah.
Sarah.
Yes.
Sarah, we're going to be speaking with you right now. Your little camp sing-along could wait. People are dying. I'm intimidating.
Give me an intimidate, then.
Nice! I finally get to use it!
And they're hippies, so it's going to be a bit more difficult. So I'm going to say difficulty... let's say 9?
Cool. Take it, hippies. Take it all of you. And is it intelligence? Willpower?
Willpower. I'll say willpower for now. Because, you know, it's funny.
Yeah, 14.
Don't bring your negative energies here. Fine, we'll talk. Jeez, and you hear a murmur from some of the hippies around you. It's like,
The only lesson you need to know in life is get a job.
You hear one of them say, such bad vibes, man. Such bad vibes. Weren't you hugged enough?
Do you know what your credit rating is going to look like when you're 30? It's going to be non-existent. And I'm just saying that right now, and you all could sit around being happy right now, but with a credit rating that low at 30, your future's over. Your future's over. I turn away.
Credit what?
Okay. I'm just turning away.
By the time we're 30, we hope that society has evolved to have a more barter-based system.
Jesus Christ.
That would make sense, you know.
Talk. Because
if it's good enough for...
Not about the barter. About Mr. The fella you were married to.
Fillmore.
This marriage is...
No! We're not doing theology.
Theology?
No! We are talking about Fillmore. Tell us about Fillmore.
Fillmore... Actually, lead you off to a empty area. Fillmore was my soulmate. And he sadly died. And I was crushed for it.
Where were you?
What?
Where were you when he was killed?
I was here. He went off on his own. He thought he felt that he had to see nature for himself. What some of us have done, and we've had no problems before, just out there on our own, seeing the beauty of nature around us, seeing our place in the universe, in nature's, in the world's web.
Sounds like his place was in the belly of something.
Well, sometimes it's nature, sometimes can be harsh, but she just smiles. I know he's not part of nature.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a perception roll.
And
6 plus alertness.
Mm-hmm. 4.
11.
11.
6. I'm too disgusted.
Okay, you're too disgusted. You know, it's like,
and I'm buying it.
Okay.
I.
The way she looks, it seems like it's more than just simple acceptance of his death. Like she knows something.
Lean in. You, huh?
Yes. You want some weed?
No, I want some beer, damn it. I look at these guys. You notice, how long does it usually take for someone to get over the death of their, what's the word again? Soulmate?
Soulmate, yes.
Yeah, mate with the soul.
I don't contemplate fictional ideas.
The point is, now, you love this,
I love him, yes.
Yeah, right.
Give me another perception.
You love him? You didn't say you love?
I love.
Yeah, nice.
Well, obviously, his spirit has moved on. I still love him.
Okay. Love is an emotion that's so strong, it is truly eternal.
It can transcend death itself.
You gonna kiss or something?
That is one way to bridge the gap. Love.
Bob, just talk to it. Talk to it.
Right, point is,
go get the rock salt.
If you were your boy there, he got killed just a couple days ago, you seem pretty good about it.
I accept it. He's not part of nature, that he's a force for good.
Force for good, you say?
Because he's part of nature, and nature is always good.
Right, just like poison ivy and arsenic, real good stuff.
Well, humans use it, not nature.
Right. You know what else is great in nature?
Mm-hmm.
Snakes. They bite. They got the poison.
Well, if you don't understand snakes, you don't get bit by snakes.
Really?
Yes.
Got a snake, I'll show you.
What?
Back home. I look back at these guys. I don't know. She, a little bit too happy about this whole, boyfriend getting it.
You know, if you're all done with questions, I should get back. Are you done?
Why'd you come out here? To this park?
To be one with nature. Some of us wanted to go to Woodstock, and some of us did, but I think you don't need music to understand your place.
I just need some
music.
Fans.
Music helps. Don't misunderstand me. But nature. It's his own music. Yeah. You hear in the background a bird twittering. That. Not as good as Jimi Hendrix, but it's pretty damn close.
I nod.
Yeah.
I've drank some Kool-Aid. I don't think that's an idiom yet, but...
Okay. She looks at you and is like, you know, we have a lot of things here for anybody. We're always accepting new members.
I love what you've done so far. I'm very interested.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to leave. You have no more questions.
I have no more questions.
Thank you.
I guess our sources within the camp just told us that something was a little bit different about this Fillmore. They said he was always...
Fillmore could be a bit aggressive.
That's what we heard.
For some people. I'll say he was more in tune with nature than anybody else.
They said he had quite the temper sometimes.
There were sometimes things about the way people acted, not just towards nature, but to themselves, that just bothered him sometimes.
Like what?
He wasn't afraid to say it. Like, you know, like blogging, like the war. He's talked a lot of things, and people didn't appreciate his truthfulness.
People in your camp?
No, just other people.
Oh, I'm just going by complaints that we've heard from inside.
Well, no, when we were in the main area, he may have said something.
Oh, main area of where?
No, the main visitor area of the...
Oh, who do you... yeah, we heard there was an altercation with him and a kind of hysteric was...
Well, he yelled at a couple of people. Roger was called in, but beyond that...
Okay, well, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. It's been really insightful. Mm-hmm. I'm done here. I am so done here, I assure you. I'm so done here. Stu, pay attention.
Okay. He's smoking weed.
Stu!
Well, they offered.
don't be doing that. It has microwave in it. It scrambles your head and make you believe into propaganda.
Sir, I'm a scientist. I don't believe in ridiculous conspiracy theories and ridiculous notions like that.
Is that the Yeti?
What? Where? Huh? Oh, wait, no, Yetis are in Tibet.
Yeah.
Stop trying to do.
Yeah, that's what smoking the weed does to you. It does make you quick. Me, on the other hand, I'm free as an American can be in my head.
Okay. So, all right, so can we go to the main area now, or?
Yeah, let's go to the main area. I'm done here. Okay. We're heading to the attack.
Okay. Alright. Okay, what do you guys have on you right now?
I have, I have my machete in my bag. I have a nice little bag. And I have my revolver as well.
Yeah, my shotgun, the regular handgun that I smuggled out, probably a flask of whiskey somewhere on me, and, other than that, just, you know, clothes on my back.
I like the mystery. It's somewhere.
Yeah, okay. Somewhere on my body. You don't want to know.
And every time he gets this from a different place. And...
What? It's disturbing.
Yeah.
I have, I brought basic camping gear. Nothing, like, really high tech, because I do believe in being one with nature.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't want to get rained on either.
Okay.
So, like, a really basic tent and a flashlight, some matches.
Okay.
I guess if they'll let me, I'm going to take some weed.
While they're not watching, they give you some weed.
Awesome.
You can always come back for more. She has your back.
Thank you.
It's been delightful, Sarah.
Starflower.
It's okay. He's not enlightened yet. One day.
But it's so disrespectful. I apologize.
It's okay. And she just looks at you. I see you as a Joplin. And she just walks away.
Alina, I think she wants to sleep, Jew.
She's kind of hot.
Daddy issues. Ain't gonna even touch it.
You hear Stu in the background, though. You don't stick your dick in crazy. I heard that from a friend of mine.
Just look back at Stu. He's falling.
he's out of here. He's looking at you like he gave you like some universal truth.
I really hope he doesn't turn out to be the monster because I love this game. Come on!
I do think that's a legitimate fear, though.
Yeah. Come on. We're heading to the hippie compound. Well, we're heading to the campsite.
Okay. You head to the campsite. No. You don't need survival. You head to the main campsite. And basically, they already took out, they already moved the body and everything. Deer desserts, there's nothing else left. And basically, just remnants of the camp that they were able to take. Like, actually, no, they would have moved everything else. But, like, there's remnants of, like, dirt and stuff like that.
Yeah, there's probably some blood marks. My job is I'm going to start doing tracking to see if I can find any of the tracks around here to see if they're bears or, you know, that shit.
Look.
My tracking is 10. Mm-hmm. And my alertness... Mm-hmm. 13.
You find some tracks. At first glance, they look bear-like. Except they're too long to be bear-like. Not the usual circular shape, but longer, like a foot of a man.
I wave you over. Hey, what do you think about this? I try to figure out what shoe size it is. Take off my shoe if it helps.
Yeah, it's bigger than your shoe by a wide margin. By probably like size 20, 25. You have no idea. And then you see Stu looking at it. Stu a little high. Like this. Look at that. That is a Sasquatch.
No, it's something.
It's a Sasquatch.
Any idea?
Sasquatch?
I can roll crypto again.
Put that away.
I did. This is the new one.
No.
Well, I just got a 15 on my cryptozoology roll after looking at the tracks.
It looks like a Sasquatch.
I had to say it. Kind of looks like a Sasquatch to me, too.
I kind of lean forward to you, so mm-hmm. Stu is... I wasn't aware that they were actually alive.
Or well, real. They won't be for much longer if we get a chance. Mm-hmm.
A 15.
That's more than enough. Now that they're pretty sure it's Sasquatch, you start thinking about certain legends. Like, you've heard the main story of, like, Sasquatch, like, eight men, that tribes of eight men, but you know from, like, because Sasquatches aren't really just in America, they're in other countries mm-hmm. as well. It's a common theme. You believe you know what a Sasquatch is. A Sasquatch is essentially a sort of earth spirit. What happens is, like, earth spirits by themselves can't do anything. They're just earth spirits, but they're generally angry at humans because, you know, humans are encroaching on their territory. But sometimes when there's an animal and a human in the same area, and the earth spirit, he's able to combine all those bits and pieces and turn into some sort of form, man-like form.
You were way too close with man-bear-pig, is what it comes down to. Yeah.
Dude, I got, you know, 10 cryptozoology, man-bear-pig. I called it.
But right off, like, but they're so rare, most hunters don't think they exist. So what I'm going to say is you're not exactly sure how to kill them yet. But sure. After some thing, you might, after some more lore, do you have any books on you? Like, you probably have them in the trunk.
Yep.
You'd have to go through the books to find out what that is.
And if only we had that intro-tube.
Yep.
Put a search on there.
But you also do know that from the stories, they are barely animal intelligence. They're barely above animal intelligence.
Okay.
They're fairly stupid.
All right. So it's like, it's mostly operating on instinct. It's not thinking like, oh, I'm going to go to this place, I might kill this thing.
Yes.
Stu's pretty high at this point, huh?
Oh, yeah, he's out of it.
Yeah, so I'm going to...
He's looking
to,
at some butterflies.
Yes, well, he's looking
maybe
at
there's
the
a
beauty.
New species of butterfly. I've never seen colors like this in my entire life.
The colors, Duke. The colors. I'm going to explain to these two the themes of Sasquatch around the world.
So you're telling me this Fillmore got pissy in the world and got combined with a bear?
You know that there's no... Like, this earth spirit is just earth spirit controlling him. Fillmore's should be gone.
Fillmore had nothing to do with this, just wrong place at the wrong time.
Now, hold up. That girl friend of yours, the one that wants to sleep with him.
No.
She was giving you the eye, man. Anyway, she was saying something that he was one with nature now. Ain't mm-hmm. that kind of what happened?
It is. But that is also a very common way of describing one of our brothers that have passed.
Right.
Yeah, I don't buy it either. You're making a good point there.
I think you should go and put the moves on her.
I don't want no hell no.
Come on, take one for the team, man.
Take one for the team. I don't know what fleas are infested bits into her.
You should make the sacrifice.
What?
You should make the sacrifice. You know, she's hot. That's a worthy sacrifice.
What if that Listen, don't they sink bathe your dick least. In crazy?
She's hot.
That's when the rule gets thrown out the window.
She's hot.
All right,
hot.
Look, we can work this out. Now, your people, they bathe the least once a week, right?
Yes.
Well, there you go. We just got to figure out what day it is that she bathes. That's when you move.
And for anthropology reasons, I should go as well, to study the nature of the hippie community.
Okay, well, this is what we're going to do.
Because bathing rituals are important in that type of society.
Stu?
Yes?
Smoke your weed.
Okay.
Now, this is what we're going to do. We're going to head back to the truck, and we're going to figure out how to kill this thing. Stu, weed.
Oh, okay.
And we're going...
He's like smoking two joints.
And once we figure that out, we're going to try
to... It's a misunderstood animal, though. You shouldn't shoot it.
We're not going to shoot it.
I love
shooting. We're going to shoot the shit out of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I like the way you think.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really just an animal. I think that people could learn to live in harmony with it.
Shoot it.
Even you're not believing your own bullshit.
Aw, but I'm an idealist.
Okay, you're an idealist. We'll get that. It is an earth. It is a nature spirit.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know, did your father ever tell you about your uncle William? Very good hunter. Excellent hunter. Had an idealist once that maybe, you know what, instead of killing a monster, he could actually work in harmony with them. Met these coven of vampires, and they were convinced him that they were just feasting on nothing but cattle blood. You didn't meet Willem, though. You know why? Because he got torn to fucking bits the moment he lowered his gun. Now, we aren't fighting animals. I ain't saying go over and blow the head off a cow. Hell no. You graze it, milk it, then you eat it later on. What I'm saying is we're dealing with shit that is beyond nature. And you've forgotten that.
If it's an earth spirit, technically it is the heart of nature.
Listen here, Missy. We have a Christian God. And them spirits, if they're a manifestation of the times, which is disgusting. You combine a pig, a bear, and a man. That, you know what that gets you?
Man, bear, pig.
Well, in Russia, it gets you one of them ladies for a night. I'll just give him the eye.
He walks away.
You gotta remember your roots. We ain't here to make nice with a spirit bear. Thing.
I think that we could just explain and commune with it.
How do you commune with it?
Well, I'd have to reference my books.
Right, so let's do this. When we find it, you go and you try and hug it. If that don't work, then we make with the shooting.
I like it. Let's go back to the truck.
Okay. You start hiking back. Sick. All of you give me one as well.
Witness plus plus shit and stuff.
Is awareness just alertness, or do we have an actual skill?
Oh, perception, sorry.
Okay.
Here we go, that's nice.
12.
Okay.
Six.
Nine.
Six, nine, 12. You're going to see you get it. Well, actually, you two feel a chill. The type of chill associated with paranormal activity. Like a ghost.
Well, if it's a ghost, I'm a medium. I'm a medium. I can sense restless spirits.
You sense something.
Okay.
But you also hear something crashing to the forest.
Oh.
Crashing to the forest.
So it's not like a huge thing crashing, or?
It sounds like something heavy.
Can
like
I tell?
Walking forward.
Like it's coming towards us?
Yes.
Something's coming.
Yeah, and we just felt the chill. All right, being a hunter, what are the chances that I've got at least a couple shells with rock salt on me? Because I did bring my shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the chances I've got at least a couple shells with rock salt on me?
Give me a point.
I was going to say, start spending those. Yeah. That's what those are for.
Well, that's why I asked first before I go ahead and spend the point. All right, so at least I've got a couple shells of rock salt. Yeah, as soon as I feel that chill, like, take out my shotgun, take out the regular shells and put it in the rock salt shells, like, without saying a word. I'm assuming these guys know what's going on. Right. So,
as soon as you do that, you hear in a distance, like, you should really leave nature alone. You shouldn't really ask silly questions. The flower child should understand. You hear it around you. The flower child should understand that. The only reason that you're not being attacked is because of the flower child. You two, I can sense, want to harm nature.
I'm looking around for who's saying it.
In the corner, you notice a guy. Obviously, somebody that looks like he was. His body looks like it was ripped apart. Not like claw marks on it. But you also know something else weird. Bullet hole right here.
That's what I'm aiming at with my shotgun. I'm not pulling the trigger, but it's like
I have my gun
right
as well.
There.
Okay. And he's looking at it, he's like, you should really just leave. Because I don't want to harm you. I'm just protecting nature.
Do the talking if you want to try to figure out how to make this thing hug.
When you've protected nature, how has nature been threatened?
They harm nature.
Did
give me a what's perception to find? Give me a lore roll.
Let's see, lore. Wait, I have a specialty in ghosts.
Roll it.
Yes. Six. Eight. 12.
Wow. That's not the... That's a ghost. That is... But not only is it... It's not the spirit of the ghost. Of the Sasquatch. It is actually his ghost.
Okay,
the guy's
so...
His ghost is still around. You can tell that right off the bat.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Who is this guy?
Fillmore.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know if it was Fillmore.
It was Fillmore.
I'm assuming it's Fillmore. I'm glad to know that I'm right.
Mm-hmm.
Humans,
people, cause death and destruction. Nature is just nature. It can't help being what it is.
I'm gonna walk towards him. I'm just gonna...
I don't like to feel people who are in tune with nature coming close to me.
I hold up my hand.
You hear another crash in the distance. I suggest you back away.
I take a step back. Someone shot you in the head. That ain't...
Man
shot you in the head. I'm trying to look at the... It's basic, like, just from my distance, the revolt. Like, I'm trying to figure out what kind of bullet. Probably not what kind of bullet,
no,
but
no,
I'm trying to... It wasn't like a shotgun blast. It was like a bullet.
It was a bullet. That's all you can tell.
Any idea who done it?
Man did it. Man deserves to keep getting angrier.
Oh, I see what's going on here.
Man needs to suffer. You're another crash.
No, suffering is wrong. Haven't we all suffered enough through the actions of others? We should be spreading love, brother.
Roll your...
Hugging.
Roll your hugging.
I don't have any skills in hugging. I don't know what I would...
Performance?
Performance?
Which I don't have. So I can roll performance. What would the base be?
Performance for you would most likely be either willpower or intelligence.
I'm taking intelligence.
Okay.
Anything else near my 12?
Yeah. What you get?
I got a 1.
No lies.
Wait, until I get to re-roll, can't I spend a point to re-roll?
I'll ruin this for you, since I don't want your character to be ruined. I'm going to say, no, I know what's going on. You ain't angry about the world ruining it. You got killed and you're in an avenging spirit. You wanted people to suffer because you died. That's what's going on. You don't give two shits about nature.
I am one with nature. I am one with the
spirit. Click!
It's time to go. Time to go.
As you're starting to run, you smell a terrible smell, like rotting flesh times 11. And you get a good glimpse of what looks somewhat like a man with bits of bear and man mixed in. And you see it rushing towards you. You see a small tree in its way, and it crashes through, barely stopping as it destroys the tree, basically breaking it in half.
Doesn't care about nature, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Well, I'm taking off running, I'm grabbing Stu, like, by the back of, like, the fucking scruff.
Stu's just there, like, whoa.
I'm just pulling
him. This is heavy.
I am firing at kneecaps.
Okay.
Like, I don't think I'm killing this thing with a pistol.
Try it.
My pistol.
Yeah, I mean, I'm threatening, like, this action, like, you know, putting, you know, I shot the ghost, that thing ain't a ghost, so putting away my shotgun and getting the gun.
What's guns? You know. Is it agility?
It's agility.
It's, yeah. Oh, yeah, my agility's not great, mm-hmm. but... Kneecap, 2 plus, like, 7.
You actually do hit him in kneecap, doesn't do anything.
No, I'm just keep on running.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. I switched out guns, running, and when I get a chance, I do take a pot shot back at it with my gun.
You hear Stu in the background, we just need to try to make it understand. I made a totem that may stop him. Indians used it back in the day.
Hey, we got a motherfucker. Bam.
Yep. Shoot.
I don't have a gun on me.
So let me Cheyenne's pistols is D8.
I need all of you to give me straight agility rolls.
Yeah. D8. Yeah. Sadly, I got a 7-2. So
just
I
straight. Does athletics help?
Hmm?
Athletics.
I'll say athletic can help if you want to use that as well.
Yeah.
So I need the D4.
7 again.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know where it went.
10.
10? Alright. Actually, let's go for Stu.
Yeah, I only got a 4.
I'd
so.
Say he probably doesn't have. He probably has a D6. You basically. You try to stop. You're running as fast as you can. It's hard to hold on to Stu when you left go for a second. And you see Stu just there, just pushing off in the distance. And you see the monster rushing forward. It rolled 11, by the way. Rushing forward. It grabs Stu in one hand. And with one hand, it's a massive, with a one massive hand, grabs around the waist. And pretty much with one fist, just crushes him in half. And starts shaking. And throws him to a tree.
Run.
Okay.
Run. That's all I'm doing. I'm running.
You're looking back, like, you see that he's focused in on the body, though, and just smashing it, just ripping it apart with his claws.
That's, you know what we're doing? The closest thing is the hippie compound. We're running for the hippie compound.
Okay.
Because, you know what? They didn't want to attack the flower children, so we're going to use them as fucking human shields.
You're such a hero.
Soviets are good for something.
Soviets.
Okay.
Yeah, we're running through the... Just fucking... I'm booking it. Unless anybody wants to stop and try to avenge Stu at this point.
No.
Okay. Alright, so you're running back to the hippie compound. I'm going to say it's getting late and people are asleep. And basically, you're there. You rush in. People are asleep on the ground or in ramshackle tents or whatever they're making it.
Hammocks.
And are you going to, like, just rush in yelling or what?
Is this thing still chasing us?
You hear cracks every once in a while from, like, stuff falling. Mm-hmm.
Starscream! Starsky! Star Spangles!
Mm-hmm.
Starflower!
Mm-hmm.
I'm yelling, Starflower. Starflower, get your ass out of here! Star! Mm-hmm. Starflower! Come on! Yeah. Come here, boy!
That's just rude.
Well, I don't know what the hell.
You see, people start waking up around you. Often just Starflowers. Look, Starflower wakes up. She's surrounded by like 5 or 6 people. Half some of them half naked.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What's going on? Why are you yelling?
Okay. I pause. I hold one finger. I'm just listening now.
You hear it getting closer. Actually, give me any perceptions. All of you.
Yeah. Alertness. Straight up alertness for me. 7.
10.
Beginning.
Oh, I'm sorry. So what is it?
Alertness. Or perception.
Perception, yes.
Then my perception is 6, mm-hmm. and my alertness is 10. At 12.
12, okay. You look up and where you think the thing is. You think you see a distance rushing at the camp, but then you see something materialize in front of him. Put up his hand. And the thing just looks down at it and walks away. Then the thing disappears.
Lean forward. I'm just like panting now. Okay. I need to know... Where did your friend head off to?
My soulmate?
Yeah, where did he go to commune? We need to know exactly what happened.
Well, he was killed by nature?
No,
I'm pretty sure he was killed by guns.
Yeah, he was shot.
What?
Jesus Christ. So here's the good thing about Emslater. This is a great thing about hippies. You don't really need to... We saw a ghost.
You saw his spirit.
No oral talk, no hippie rings, no bracelets, no dental dams or whatever you use.
He looked so strong, didn't he?
You've seen him.
Well, of course, he communed with me.
Did you not question why he had a bullet hole in his head?
Well, it didn't really come up.
I lean over. I think she boned a ghost.
I felt his spirit inside.
Ah, no!
I'm really sure she boned a ghost.
Okay, first, it's an American. Secondly, I know right now what you're seeing is you're thinking that he is a spirit of nature. Now
he's become one with nature itself.
This is what's happening, Sarah. You are all into love and your brothers and sisters, right? Yes. Every human has a chance to be a brother and sister. Did you like Stu? Did you feel that he had a kinship sort of to you?
He wanted some weed. Where is he right now?
He was killed by that monster over there. You see, this spirit, it's not looking to protect nature. It's looking for revenge.
But it's...
It got killed by a man, and it's angry at man. So right now, campers who could be your brothers and sisters are getting killed because it's just angry. It's not... His love for you is enough to make him protect you guys for now. But everyone outside is going to die by this thing because he's not protecting. He's just... He's angry.
Give me a...
Exactly.
Yeah. So what is a good athletics drive, guys?
I have
perception, knowledge, influence. What's influence specifically? What did it affect?
Influence is that's actually what you use for persuasion and that
okay.
sort of thing.
Oh, okay, then who has the highest?
I have two.
Okay, so none of you are good at influence.
Nope.
I have two. I'm trained in it.
What will you influence?
You can,
I influence the world through guns.
Yeah.
You might want to use those, yes.
I've been a
D8. Okay.
So, a D8 plus... Okay, what else do you use with influence? Intelligence, willpower?
For now, I'm going to say either or.
Willpower sounds good.
You're being willpower is fine. Force of persuasion.
Where's the willpower thing?
What's your willpower?
12.
And that D8 can't be less than 4.
Okay, cool. Right, so 10.
4.
4, so 14.
Mm-hmm.
15.
She looks at you. But he's just protecting people. Protecting nature itself. I mean, people can be harmful to it. I don't want to kill people.
I understand. You know, sometimes people just want to protect America, so they only worry about the America. You're only worried about your people. You don't care about the rest. I mean, so in a way, you're sort of like how America runs.
I guess.
Is that what you want?
To be.
To only protect the people here?
Well, everyone is our family, I guess. We're just trying to show them. He's killing people?
Mm-hmm. We want to find his body. Maybe we can find out what happened to him, and we can make sure whoever killed him is brought to justice.
Well, I can show you where it was, but the officers took everything that was there.
They didn't find a body, though.
They found bits of bone. You would know that. It's the Sasquatch is a combination of human body parts and bear body parts. So the body is inside the Sasquatch.
Yeah. There is no body for us to find. There's no bones to burn. Unless we can take care of our Sasquatch.
You can still look if you want. You might find something.
We should go search, see if there's anything. Here's my theory. So far, we all saw how Mr. Rogers, or what's his name was? We saw how he was stingy about guns. Mm-hmm. Keep him locked up. He did let you have one, but he's the only one officer I know who's carried a gun so far. I know he also did not like these hippies and Roger, as you said, they got into a fight at the. And it was about.
Mm-hmm.
What was
you
it about? Oh, yes, I'm asking Starfire.
I don't know. They were just arguing. They never told me what his argument was about.
I think maybe. He was killed, and he that venging spirit. I don't know. I've seen venging spirits before, but I don't know a lot about them. Maybe that was enough to summon up this creature. Is that possible?
Give me a lore roll.
I assume I get to use my ghost.
You get to use your ghost.
That's a d20. That's not what I need.
Going 19 was a really good roll.
Yeah. 10. 18.
Nice. You have heard nothing about anything like that. You have a gut feeling this was pure, dumb, bad luck.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it was anything quite that complicated. I really think it was bad luck.
Then let's go.
I don't think it was just because Fillmore was so angry he was able to call up an earth spirit. I think it was just the earth spirit was in the area, there was a human in the area, there was a bear.
But he can control the earth spirit, his ghost.
The ghost is tied to the body. The earth spirit is tied to the body.
Let's go find the body. Let's go find where he was killed. And then, yeah. Okay. Summer Storm, we would love... Starflower, we would love to see where he was killed.
I understand.
How far away from where the truck is are we?
It was like I said, the campsite is fairly close to the
right.
So it took like maybe 2 hour hike.
Alright, I look back and like, you know, if we're gonna go be facing down angry ghosts and Sasquatches and all that. I look down, you know, like, the guns we have, so maybe we should go back and, equip up. At least get a friggin' lighter and some more rock salt.
Yeah, okay. We'll be back here a couple hours. Yeah.
You come back to the, you're gonna go to the truck then.
How far away?
Like, we're a couple hours.
Two hour walk.
How far away is the, where he was killed, she thinks?
Well, fairly close to, like, maybe 3-4 hour walk.
Oh, so we'd have to...
Walk back 2 hours,
and then from there another 3 to 4 hours. So it's a hike. You know?
Yeah, we should get some equipment. We'll be back.
All right. Yeah, hiking.
Yeah. Is it nighttime still?
It's still nighttime, yeah.
Do we want to go out there during the night?
It's not going to hurt me.
Starflower?
Yes.
We would have really appreciated if you accompanied us. Protected us with your love.
Give me an influence roll. Because you were mean.
I know. Protect us with your love. It's one, but no, and then that's what? Willpower? Or?
Mm-hmm.
That's 12.
Yeah, I'm a 4.
4 is like. Yeah. I think I'm going to stay here in the camp with the people who care about me.
I figured as much. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
We're heading out.
Mm-hmm. Alright. Nothing happens for the 2 hours you're hiking back to your camp. What are you going to do once you get?
I want to, while they're figuring out what guns and other barbaric tools to bring along,
mm-hmm.
I want to look through my books to see if I find anything on Sasquatches.
Give me a lower roll. I'm going to say only difficulty... 8, because you have the books right in front of you.
Yeah, 11.
Alright, you look through the lore, and you found some interesting stories. One story is how the Vikings were able to kill one of these things by basically tying it to horses and ripping it apart.
Okay.
Another story attributes fire. So, basically, total body damage or extensive fire damage. But he also knows that it's undead. Mm-hmm. Basically, not undead, but basically doesn't need to breathe or anything like that. But
well, fire sounds good because burning the bones also puts to rest a restless spirit.
You have to salt it first, don't you?
Possibly. Ghosts are salt and burn the bones?
Salt and burn the bones.
Okay. Well, still. Unless you have 4 horses handy to draw and quarter...
I packed my truck. Got about 100-something horses right here.
Yeah, but that doesn't pull it. But they're all going in one direction.
Well, but if you tie the other one to a tree, maybe.
Unless you just pull down the tree and then you hurt nature more.
Well, nature ain't done me any favors lately.
What was the roll you got on that lore?
It's 11.
Okay, sorry. I mean, no, sorry.
12?
13.
I don't have enough to pick 13. This is my only one, because you're not giving out any plot points.
Oh, that
GM.
Is true. I didn't give you guys plot points. I'm sorry. Fine. You have an extra plot point you can use.
Yay.
Fine. You know from the stories, they had to do it quickly. Otherwise, the Bigfoot adapts. It can over time, get stronger and stronger.
Oh, shit.
Like, it can eventually, like, break down a full-grown tree if it's holding on long enough and is able to... So whatever you do has to be quick as hell.
Yeah, there's no time to...
And you also, all of you get 2 extra block points.
Yay!
So, you get 1. Cool.
Right. 2, 1, 2.
Yes. So I'm going to bet that the truck won't work just because there's too much possibility of it taking too long for it to be pulled apart.
Mm-hmm. So we need a way to get a fire going on this thing. Right. What do you got for us, buddy?
Not burning down the forest.
No, we're not burning down the forest. We're burning the undead thing.
If it burns down the forest, ain't my fault.
Unless it is.
No, it ain't. I consider that for some. Nah. Yeah. And, I've already mentioned my creation a couple of times already. Mm-hmm. So I do have, my home-baked flamethrower going.
What stops undead?
What does stop undead?
It's not technically undead.
Yeah, it's just it doesn't need to breathe. It doesn't.
Oh, I thought you said it was.
Undead. I mean, it's technically rotting, but it's not technically an undead creature.
It's not a zombie or a vampire.
Yeah. So nothing can stop it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, technically, if you destroy the body, the earth spirit doesn't die; it just will reform, in a few either years or centuries. But if you destroy the corporeal body, it's just it disappears.
Do I have anything in my lore about putting earth spirits down?
Nothing can bring down an earth spirit.
Okay, good. I like that. Okay. I didn't want to kill an earth spirit.
Can something trap it?
Oof. I'm going to say you have nothing that can trap. On you right now, that can trap an earth spirit.
Yeah. All right, so.
Whatever it is, we didn't bring along.
Okay. Yeah, let's start. So we're getting our weapons. I'll get my shotgun out. Mm-hmm. And machete.
Actually, give me another lore roll.
Two.
You failed? You heard.
I heard.
You have a feeling that you heard. You hear just a legend of how Indians, because they're the true hippies, how Indians used to chant hippies. And able to bring the spirit to themselves and control that way. If you could get the hippies to do a chant, because they're full of spiritual energy, they might be able to trap it and maybe disperse it with that chanting alone.
Yes. This is a terrible idea. But yes, we need to go to Starflower and get her people to chant, and all of that energy that is stored in the people will be able to trap the spirit.
What time is it right now?
It's about 11 o'clock.
Okay, 12. Oh, at night? Or
night.
Alright, I'm going to the... Okay, you figure out the chant they have to. I'm going to go to the visitor center.
Okay, you go to the visitor center.
And I'm looking for the woman that was selling stuff, or...
She's asleep.
Where is she asleep?
In, her house.
Is it nearby?
She doesn't live in the bar. She lives off in another nearby town.
And no one's there? No one's there?
Well, in the visitor center. You know that the park ranger probably lives nearby.
I don't want to go see him.
Okay.
All right, cool. Okay, we'll head back. We guess we're going back to the hippie area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Go. I grabbed extra rock salt, extra ammo for the thing. I've got two guns now. Mm-hmm. I've got my homemade flamethrower and just general hunter.
Yeah,
stuff.
Rock salt. Okay.
Exactly. Bag of rock salt. Uh-huh. All that stuff. All the goodness. And I'm ready to go.
Yeah, let's try it.
Okay. So you're headed back into the camp to the main hipster commune.
Hipster.
Hipster. I'm sorry, hippie.
So we're going to Williamsburg.
Yes, pretty much. Or down or Brooklyn. Yeah.
Wow, you guys are carrying rock salt. You must care about the environment. I don't know what
you guys wearing North Face jackets. You must go so on many adventures.
As you get closer, you start to hear yelling.
Uh-oh.
And as you get closer, you notice one guy, one certain park ranger, with a gun drawn. Just yelling and screaming at certain people.
Alright.
I'm like... Basically, screams like, "You're not going to allow it here! I'm going to call blah, blah, blah." Basically, he sounds like he's threatening them.
Alright, cool. I'm just going to be walking around. I'm just going to... Yeah, I have my shotgun. Mm-hmm. I shoulder my shotgun. Mm-hmm. I hope
expose my gun, like, mm-hmm. on my hip, and I'm just walking up. I'm walking behind him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you want him to hear you walking behind him?
Yeah, I'll give him a fair shake. Okay. You guys can head off, like, hide somewhere if you want. I'm gonna approach.
Okay. He turns around, like, what are you doing here?
Investigating.
Listen, I just got a word that we think they might be associated with drug dealing, because mm-hmm. we saw weed. Now I'm giving him a fair chance to get out of the area as quickly as possible. So join me, we can work this out. I think their leader is named like a star or something or other. I don't know. We'll figure this. It's goddamn hippies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goddamn hippies.
Goddamn hippies.
I'm gonna I'm looking at his gun's drawn. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna have to ask you to put your weapon away.
Excuse me.
If you can.
Why?
Why you have it drawn? These people aren't harming anything, unfortunately.
He looks at it for emphasis.
Okay. Because I have to be honest with my report. And if I have to report for the park services that you had your weapon drawn during this time, it might be something you want to avoid.
He looks at you for a second. That's... All right. He looks obviously agitated about something. He pocks it back in his pocket.
Yeah. And does he... But does he keep it there?
He keeps it in his holster.
But does he buckle it?
No.
I nod my head towards him. I look back. Did you guys kind of vanish, or are you just behind me?
No, I'm just behind you.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, I mean, I'm no good at hiding, so I'm like out of sight, but I'm, you know, like, if he's looking for more people, mm-hmm. he'll see me. I got zero covert.
You know, I was doing an investigation. It's interesting.
What sort of investigation are you talking about?
You see, the park services were very curious about something.
What?
Missing body. Just had some skin, some bones. It took me a while. I found the body, though.
What?
Found the body.
But it was taken by bears.
Bears? Oh, God, my goodness. You see, what I found next to the body was very interesting because he definitely clawed up. There was bits missing.
Yeah, so a bear ate him, obviously. Yeah,
and shot him in the head.
What?
Don't worry, if I was able to collect one, I was able to collect a bullet from the body.
Really?
Yeah, we'll be able to match it soon.
Did you bring it to your home office or mail it or?
Oh yeah, it's been sent.
Oh. Okay. Well, you know, you probably have your job to do, officer. I should. Actually, you know, you sound like you got this done. I should leave you to that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just,
Roger. I'm placing my hand on my holster. There was an argument, wasn't there? There was an argument. You probably told him to leave. Probably refused to. Got smart with you, like them hippies always do. Always think they're better than us.
Do I look that fucking petty to you?
That trick question?
You know? That Fillmore, whatever the fuck he called himself.
Mm-hmm.
Bit of a dick.
Of course he was.
Huge. Huge fucking dick.
Yeah, that's what Starflower said.
No. Prick never, probably never suffered in his life. You know what he's talking about? How his daddy wanted him to run his family business. You know what the family business was? He's a fucking lawyer. Money out of his hand, decided to come over here and start bitching about people who work their asses off, people who suffer for this. Then he starts to tear up a little bit, this country. My boy died in Vietnam, and I was just telling people how proud I was, even though he died here in this Fillmore. This fucking prick said he was glad the baby killer was dead. Glad the baby killer was dead. No one says that about my boy. So fine, I'll go to jail. I'm not guilty. But I don't feel guilty about killing that son of a bitch.
Of course. You understand there are rules here, though. So I'm going to have to ask for your gun. Don't make this complicated. I understand why you did it. I think the jury will understand why you will, too. You'll get off manslaughter, something like that. Just make don't make this complicated right now.
Mm-hmm. He looks. Give me an influence roll.
I really need
it. And I'll make it. It's with everything. I'll make it an easy with 5.
And okay. Yeah, 8.
Okay. Yeah. So he slowly takes out his gun, gives you what. Pistol end first, but you know what I mean.
Does he as a ranger, does he have cuffs? I don't think he does.
He wouldn't have cuffs on.
Okay. Okay, well,
all of you give me perception rolls.
Five.
Okay, too late for you guys. He looks off into the distance and says, "Fillmore."
I turn around.
There's Fillmore, and just you saw like he looked before. He looked somewhat angry, but now just he finally sees Roger, and just he's starting to rage.
Shotgun, rock salt. I'm ready.
I'm gonna go find Starflower.
Fillmore?
He disappears.
Oh, shit. Okay, everybody get into the camp right now. Let's go into the camp right now.
You don't know
now.
How far away the creature is, so you might have time.
Time for what?
Whatever.
Okay,
What the hell was that? That was...
Fillmore, no. Congratulations. He's a pissed off ghost, and I don't know what you think. I know you probably think it's bullshit and it's crazy. I got some bad news. Them killings, that's been his doing. We will be going to the camp right now, everybody. I'm sure there's some people around.
Yeah, there's some people
everybody around. Everybody get close to the center of the camp. We're going to figure out where the hell he's going off to.
We need to chant. We need to start chanting.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. Find Starfire. Find Starfire now.
Starflower shows. What's going on? It's just...
Okay, okay, this is what happened, Starfly. I just explained the situation. And okay. I'm also tying up.
So she looks at Roger. Like, you killed Fillmore? That's okay. He's a little confused right now. But he's part of nature.
No.
Yes.
No, ma'am. I don't care what your hippie theology says. You know deep down that you need to buck up and convince this girl that her clinging on to whatever her boyfriend used to be is a poor choice. This is not natural, so if you can do that, that'd be really great.
Starflower, Fillmore has not had a chance to become one with nature.
But he's joined with the nature spirit. He told me he's one with the nature spirit.
There's the nature spirit exists, and the nature spirit deserves to exist. The nature spirit has lived longer than any of us have.
Since the time of Earth, yes.
But it is not natural for a spirit like Fillmore's to be in commune with the Earth spirit.
But
the Earth spirit should be free to be on its own. Fillmore's spirit holding on to it is making it act in an unnatural fashion.
But Fillmore was all about nature. He spoke about how important nature was.
And it is important, but Fillmore, while he lived, was a man. And we all know that men are fallible.
Well, yes. She just, all the women just go,
yeah,
out their head.
Sister. Sister. And Fillmore's spirit, as it continues to walk the earth, still has that fallible nature at its core. We must allow Fillmore to truly rest and truly become part of nature, and allow the nature spirit to continue its proper course without interference from man.
Give me a level... That's my speech. I'll give you 6. Difficulty, influence roll.
Okay, let's see.
Unless you use intelligence.
I do. I can use intelligence if I've got it as an option.
Okay.
And I'm going to use that to give me an extra die because I don't have influence.
Fuck yeah.
10, that would, and odd is 1.
If you only spent 1, you'd get a D10. A D2.
Yeah, so I was having
this. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, or no, I was going to have it. It was
odds are yeah, odds ones, are ones. Or twos, yeah.
So I got 11.
The more I know, he's like, you're right. We should focus in on freeing his spirit. That's the proper force of action. You can't let man mess with nature. That's the only thing that makes sense. How do we do it?
What is our plan to do it?
You need to remember the chant.
We have a chant we need to say. I never found the... Did I find the proper chant?
You have... Oh, shit. I'm sorry. You had two ones. You have a good... It doesn't really matter how to say it, but the spirit and the energy flowing from the hippies will be enough to get the spirit to snap. Because you guys love nature so much, obviously it would influence the nature spirit, because nature spirit hates all technology, hates anybody, humanity, because it believes in force. But the hippies naturally are part of nature. It should work.
Does your commune, do they have a chant of love?
Oh, Jesus. Well, There was a song that Serena had a song she was working on. Serena, and she called Serena. Serena comes, was like, yeah, we have a song to calm the nature spirit. And Serena releases her instantly. I was like, well, that's perfect.
Everyone must be part of it, and we must focus our feelings on being very positive,
mm-hmm.
and that we are just sending our love out into nature,
mm-hmm.
and by all those positive feelings, it will soothe the angry spirit.
That makes perfect sense. Serena starts. They start preparing, getting the symbols and like the what are they called, the things that you shake,
tambourines.
To start getting tambourines together.
I'm just keeping Roger like tied up, like his arm behind his like.
Mm. He's not going anywhere.
Okay, I just sit him down somewhere.
It's a ghost. What? Why does he get to be a ghost and my son never visits me?
Why? Because your son died a hero, and you got to go beyond. He wasn't angry. He died doing his duty.
That makes sense. Thank you.
I just grunt as I'm just looking around as people are dancing. You have to sing. No. I'll be dead.
Alright.
We're chanting and singing.
I'm kind of leaning forward. We need a plan, babe.
Okay. You hear the song going. It's like, peace and love and nature hand in hand. Some people start holding hands hand in hand with peace and love. It's basically the chorus over and over again.
We need a plan B, like, now.
Have a little set on fire and shoot it. Possibly shoot and then set on fire. Some combination thereof.
So, how long has this been going on?
You start hearing crashing in the distance.
Oh, crap.
You hear Starflower walking forward. He's coming. She's running forward. to the head of the beginning of the gym. She's far from you.
I'm trying to get to her.
He's like, Philemore! And you see, there's a ghost right there. I'm going to give you a chance, sir. You're also facing off against a ghost as well. Would you have put salt around?
We brought salt.
Yeah. So, yeah. Would you have used it? You didn't mention it, but I'm giving you a chance here.
Yeah, I'd say a ring of salt around the...
Our chanting circle?
The chanting circle.
Okay. You see Philemore right up at the edge of the salt. You start like, Philemore! You have to rest. You have to be part of nature. Philemore just looks at her. But for a second, it's like his face is going like this. And then you see Roger and his rage filling his face. Don't look at him. Look at me. She steps out of the circle. Hold me, Philemore. Be part of nature with me. Philemore just looks at her. Just looks at Roger. He looks. And then, but seeing Roger, and you hear Roger in the distance. He's going like, my son died a hero!
Oh,
shit. And you see rage on Philemore's face. As his hand goes right to her heart, Starflower just... She falls down right into the salt. Creating a bridge on top of the salt.
Okay, do you have any like salt left?
Yeah, you probably have some salt left.
I was like, smaller circle. I'm handing it to a hippie. I'm like, make a smaller circle around here now.
Well, that was dead.
I slapped him across the face. Is like, man up, Salt now! Around!
He puts mace salts around.
Yeah, no, I'm getting my shotgun if the, yeah. the salt sells. And
okay. You see Fillmore, next edge of the circle, looks down, looks at you, and then he just disappears. And I see you crashing, and you see the rotting, looks like a man-bear, rotting corpse thing rushing forward.
So let's see how well this contraption of yours works.
Right. Mm-hmm. I aim the, homemade flamethrower. Okay. In the general direction of man-bear
pain. What are the stats for the homemade flamethrower?
You tell me.
Because it's not going to be a professional flamethrower.
No, no, no. I mean, it's, again, I've got, a D10 and jury rig and tech. So,
But it's still a weapon, technically.
Yeah.
So give me
That would have been for making it.
Yeah, but it would be
for actually using. Yeah, for heavy weapons, which I have picked up, and then I.
So you don't have anything in heavy weapons.
No.
Well, give me a jury rig just to see.
Yeah. All right. Let me see here. Jury rig, and that would be dex or intelligence.
Flamethrower does 2d4 damage.
2d4. This is a homemade thing.
Yeah.
Burning.
Yeah, that's like a proper.
Let's see if you can actually make it first. I'm going to say it's a homemade flamethrower.
Yeah, so.
It's going to say, I'm going to say a difficulty 10.
Alright. Fuck. 8.
Alright.
Nope.
You go.
You use points?
Oh, you can use points if you want.
If I use my last 2 points, I get a 10.
Alright.
So, yeah. So
no, actually, it gives you dice. Don't you have to roll?
But no, but after.
If it's after. Oh, it's after. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, afterwards it's 1-for-1 in adding extra.
Yeah, if I use it after the roll, it gives you just points.
Alright, but let's see if you can actually use it then. I need you to just give me a straight agility roll.
Alright. That's my agility, D8.
I'm going to see you need a 7 or an 8.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. 8!
Oh!
Fuck yeah!
Yeah, but like I said, you don't have any skill in it, so you're able to. Like,
yeah,
as it's rushing forward,
aim it in the general direction of like, I hit it!
Okay. You hear, pff, you see his arm light up for a second, he goes, starts backing away, running away.
So I managed to figure something out, and I don't like fire.
Great. I'm putting to another hippie and say, you got any torches?
Needs more fire, or it's going to start adapting.
Yes. Kerosene lamps.
Okay. It looks around, they have some. Kerosene lamps they use.
Oh, wait, bring me some kerosene lamps.
Okay.
And,
what are you going to try to do?
Is the thing running away?
It went back into the forest. You don't know if it ran away completely yet. All
right. Okay, this is what we're going to do. We keep 2 of the lamps for ourselves because it's a fucking gas bomb. It's an oil bomb. We're going to open up some of the kerosene lamps and do a circle around near, the salt.
Mm-hmm.
And just in case it gets close to us, it doesn't seem to like fire. I don't know if it's burning. Maybe we'll be afraid if we have to, we can light it.
Mm-hmm.
Light the thing on fire and give us a little bit of a barrier against it.
Mm-hmm.
I can also possibly make some mods of cocktails.
I need you to give me...
Science.
Give me a straight intelligence roll if you get a 4 better. All right,
straight.
All of you.
10.
Okay.
5.
I need a six. I need a sixer.
Mm-hmm.
2.
Okay, you don't figure this out. Now, your plan might work if it was still a barely human intelligence, but there is a human guiding it now. So you have to put that into account as well. And also, how will you give me perception?
Absolutely.
9.
7.
Seems like I need to actually do it. So, D10.
Mm-hmm.
And then a 9, and then I need a perception of 6, which is
15. Nice.
Okay. That gives me a point for the kerosene idea.
Yeah.
That was pretty awesome. So you got it, what do you get?
16.
16? 15. You two hear a crack. You don't know what that means. You hear the same crack. The crack seems to be increasing. And you remember what she said. It was like, you're pretty sure it's trying to fell a tree. The only reason would do that, and you see, look up, and you see one of the tallest trees there, leaning in your guy's direction.
Oh, everybody, out of the way!
You're able to push him off, and you just crack, and a whole tree falls down right on where the commune was.
Yeah,
over the salt, over the line of kerosene.
Oh, you son of a bitch! I mumbled to myself.
Dang it!
Yeah, I mumbled to myself before I.
You also know something else about the bear. The Sasquatch. It doesn't like technology. as a whole. Like it will stay away from cars and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, minor stuff, it probably push you because it still wants to kill humans. But, like, anything major might go, ugh.
Okay.
But, on the other hand, there is a human guiding it.
Yes. What sort of... We're surrounded by hippies. I know. Technology.
I don't know how that's going to help you now, but for the future.
But, okay. Okay, so you find, like, a radio tower. I don't know. Is there a radio tower in the forest?
You have a point?
We have
no, I don't. I don't have any more points.
I didn't give you a point?
But we have a map. We already have a map.
Yes.
I have a map.
There's a radio tower in here.
We should lure it to the radio tower. Technology. It doesn't like technology.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to grab the hippie I've been yelling at.
Mm-hmm.
And
because this is the one that wants to listen to you.
Well, he's done so good so far. It's like, okay, you're in charge here. Keep these people. I'd point towards, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
near the fire, away from that thing. Try to fix the salt circle if you can.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm grabbing Roger, bound, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm radio tower. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking off running towards
radio.
It.
Thank you for catching
so
me, girlfriend.
We're running towards the. We're going to make a run for the radio tower.
You know it's aiming for Roger.
That's fine with me.
Okay.
Taking Roger with us?
Yeah, we're taking Roger with us.
Mm-hmm.
We're not here to. We're here to kill monsters, not feed it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're. Yeah, and plus, I don't. What we're going to do? Like, let Roger. Roger's our bait.
Yep.
So we're dragging Roger along as we're running.
Okay. You're dragging Roger around, and you hear the creature in the back. It's relatively slow compared to you guys, but it doesn't stop.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it can, like, go through trees.
So I need all of you to give me endurance rolls.
Wait, baby.
I'm going to say, are you the one dragging Roger around?
Yeah.
So you're going to have, I'm going to say you guys difficulty 8. You difficulty 10.
Oh, yeah, 13.
Okay.
I need the 8.
Get your ass moving, Roger.
11.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Yeah, 13.
Yeah, you're all fine as you're pushing through. That's it. So now you're at...
Not getting eaten by man, bear, pig, gray motivator.
Oh, I'm picking up one of the kerosene lamps from a while ago.
You're able to rush through, and you're basically at the radio station. It's like it's a very small, like square-like building, where like, and there's like a giant radio tower, like radio tower thing on top of it. And basically, it's basically locked. You're pretty sure they're using it for research or something like that, but no one's in there currently.
I'm kicking open the door.
Okay, you kick open the door.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna make you roll for that. It's a pretty awesome door.
I'm throwing Roger against the panels.
Ah!
I'm saying, stay down.
You think I'm gonna move?
I didn't think you were gonna kill someone either. So you're
my son died a hero. You said.
Okay.
As soon as we come in, first thing I'm doing is I'm looking for the power supply for this tower. You know, where's it getting its power from?
You're able to see its power supply. It's a generator.
Right. Starting that sucker up.
Okay. You start it up.
I look towards Angela. I look to. It's like, okay. I look towards the rickety old radio tower.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way my fat ass is getting up there. You. This is what you're going to do. You're going to act like a goddamn hunter. I'm shoving like a rag into like the kerosene lamp, and I'm giving her my lighter, and I'm handing it to her. It's like, you're climbing that thing. When that thing gets close enough, you're going to try to toss this. I show her that I hold up the canteen.
Mm-hmm.
On top of it.
Oh, goodness.
That's your job. That's your meaning. It's everything this whole thing is going to be about. We will be the bait. We'll try to slow it down, but if you're the best we got.
That's something sad.
Is the tower metal, wood?
Brick.
Brick, alright, never mind. Yeah, it's the best plan we got in that case.
Yeah, so I'm sending her butt up there,
mm-hmm.
and then I have the shotgun ready.
Okay.
We have no more salt, I guess. We've used it all.
Yeah, other than, you know, random rock salt. Shells.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm loading up some rock shot salt into my.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is there a dining area in the radio tower?
Yes, there is.
Is there? There's with salt in it, of course.
Salt in it, of course.
This is why you bring women along, because we're the thinkers.
I put a circle.
They know their way around the kitchen.
How big can we make up the salt?
Mm?
Is it like just one person, pretty much, or?
Well, not necessarily one person. Like, not around the entire building,
right,
or anything like that. But if it's just the three of you together, you could probably put a circle around yourself.
Right. Yeah, we're going to do that.
Okay.
Well.
With or without Roger.
Well, and if you're inside, you can just salt the entrances.
Yeah.
Do a line in front
doors.
Of the door. Each all the windows.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're going to do. We're pretty much fortifying Roger in there,
okay.
So he doesn't get killed by the ghost.
Okay.
Which, and we'll keep to our plan. Or that's as good as we got.
Yeah.
All right. So
okay.
we
so
salt
gonna,
it.
Still going to salt the
Windows, the doors.
Okay, there's enough for that.
Yeah. And, yeah, we're just waiting for this thing to fucking catch up.
You hear the crashing? Off in the distance, you see the creature. It's rushing forward, and it just sees it very hard and stops. And it slowly starts back away, then you see Fillmore appear again, and just pointing. And it's like its face is like concentrating and pointing at the door. And the creature just eventually just goes and starts walking forward.
Okay.
And it's running at the door. And
you need to climb the radio tower.
Oh, yeah, I was already setting you up. Let's try to... I'll try to buy her some time.
Okay. Who are you distracting?
I'm screaming, Fillmore! Fillmore, I want to talk to you about Roger!
He focuses on you.
Okay!
Hi!
Hi!
He disappears right in front of the salt barrier.
Okay.
I see him inside.
You do? Yeah. Yes, you do. He's the one who killed you.
Take him out. Take him out right now.
And then you'll get rid of the nature spirit for good?
Take him out right now.
Okay. I have a question for you, though. You were murdered. Yes.
Man killed me.
Yes. So that left your spirit unbounded. Stuck here. You're angry. Very much right to be.
He shares my anger. He knows my anger. He shares his anger with me.
I lean forward.
He shares everything with me.
Does he share your guilt for killing your soulmate? Now, I'm not an expert on ghosts, but tell me, Fillmore, you were here because you were killed in an unjust manner. Do you not think Starflower is not going to be making an appearance real soon to you?
Give me a lore roll.
I have no fucking chance. Oh, I have a two. Wow, I do have a two. I'm just...
Okay.
And here's my thing. I don't know if I'm technically right, but I'll try. Two. Eight.
When someone becomes a ghost, they're not necessarily themselves anymore. They're more like an avatar of wrath.
Of course, no.
So basically, like, not even, like, caring about their family and stuff like that, not necessarily is important. Like, there's stories of ghosts attacking family members because in some way, in their twisted minds, that they're stopping them. You have a feeling that her trying to make her stop when Roger was right there made her an enemy in his mind.
Right. Well, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to make... I don't know if you can scare a ghost, basically say, yeah, you know the enemy you just killed? They're going to come back and haunt you. She's going to come back as a spirit, and she's going to take vengeance on you.
It's a ghost, so I'm going to say difficulty 10.
I can't even pass this.
You going to spend your points there?
Yeah, sure.
Right. I do D6, so 1D6 extra.
I made it, 11.
Okay, well, if you stay upstairs, then you lose. But she would stop me from hurting Roger.
She's going to stop you again, but this time you just can't kill her. What are you going to do?
Stopping Roger. And he's deep in thought right now. But the creature's not stopping.
I'm just buying time for you.
Rushing. So what your plan is, as soon as it gets close, just throw the kerosene?
Yep, I was supposed to climb the radio tower.
Okay, so actually give me a climb. Athletics roll. See if you can climb quick enough.
Agility 10.
No. Basically, you're not falling down or anything, but you're trying to climb up as quick as possible, but it's really slow going, it's kind of slippery.
Mm-hmm.
And as you're getting up, yeah, so it's not enough time for the creature to stop. Mm-hmm. The creature goes through and starts punching the wall. And like the first hit doesn't do anything, then it stops and goes again, and the second hit seems to shake a little harder. Third hit, some cracking. Each hit is getting stronger.
No, this is what I'm...
So it's hitting the building.
Yes.
This is what I'm looking for. I know there's got to be electrical wiring outside, you know, going up to the tower. My plan is, I've got the generator going. I know enough about electronics and technology that I can, you know, snip a cable, get live cables, and hit that thing. That is my plan.
And what I'm trying to do, since this thing's afraid of technology, I'm trying to distract it. Fillmore's hold on it.
Mm-hmm.
You said he was concentrating to send it here. I'm trying to make
him have less of an impact. So when we start doing techno attacks, this thing's going to want to get away.
Oh, okay. Then I'm going to say that works. Like, if your attacks are successful.
Yeah. Okay. So. All right.
So I'm going to say, give me a jury rig roll.
Yep.
Throw something.
Intelligence and
athletics to throw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, two tens. 10 and 17 total.
4.
Okay.
So mine is apparently so a little
less. 4.
Yeah.
She tries to throw it. She throws it, and it bursts like a few feet away from the creature. The creature looks and just looks pissed off now, and it's hitting the door faster and faster. What's your jury again?
I got a 17.
That'll work. It's so distracted by hitting the wall, it doesn't notice you as you rush in.
Yeah.
And you go, Zah! And it just goes, and it's just stepping back a little bit. But it's not fire, it's electricity.
Yeah, but yeah.
Still, just, where is it stepping back towards?
Hmm? Towards the fire.
Exactly.
Okay. I need you to give me an agility athletics roll.
Yeah.
All right. To try to do without, because it's going to be swinging wildly. I need you to get out of the way.
Yeah.
Difficulty 8.
That's all I got for agility is a d8.
So yeah.
And that gives me 1d2 additional.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so. All right. Doesn't count. Never mind. Fuck. Not even with. That would have been a D2, so that would have been a 6.
Okay, it was already charging up its blades because it was hitting the wall, so it just... Yeah. I'm not going to bother going for it. It just hits you, you fly, knocked out against the tree.
Ow.
But it stopped, and it's just trying to... Because it's, for the more, still confused. It's just, confused, not sure exactly what to do, a few feet away from the fire.
Alright, I'm charging it, and I'm trying to shoot it off balance as it stumbles back.
Okay.
I'm trying to blast it away face or
and
whatever.
And the shotgun shells is starting to wake up Fillmore from... Like the sound of the shotgun is starting to wake him up, just so you know.
That's fine.
So you see it, give me a roll.
And so how do you do, like... How do you know, like, a shotgun does more? Because the way I'm seeing it is... Guns, like having a shotgun, there's no reason to have one.
You can have
a specialty. You can have a specialty. Like, I've got a specialty. My guns is D6.
Yeah.
But shotguns have got a
okay,
D10.
So
pistols have got a D8.
I have ranged weapons.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I have. Where is it?
No,
guns.
Guns is guns. Ranged weapons is like crossbows.
Yeah,
sorry, that's what I meant. Where's guns at?
Below drive.
Yeah.
But I have 6 in guns.
Yes.
My shotgun does D10, so how does this work?
No, the gun
is first
if you
to hit. So first, agility plus guns to hit.
Oh,
hit,
okay,
then.
So 6?
Yeah, and it's a big target. I'm going to say 6 to hit him.
And is it agility as well?
Agility, yeah, plus guns.
Yeah, so
there you go.
Yes!
Okay.
Barely.
Now, guns don't do any damage to him, but it does push him back.
Yeah.
He steps back, and he's like, he's there, he's on the edge. He's still like out of it. Fillmore's starting to wake up, and he starts point. He's slowly starting to point. I'm going to say you two have. Well, you're knocked out.
Yeah,
you
I'm
have,
like up against the tree. Like, oh,
you see, Fillmore pointing into Sasquatch. The Sasquatch is at the edge of the fire, confused about what to do. But you see Fillmore pointing at Sasquatch. You know he's going to order it to do something. And there's a.
There's Newt.
There's Newt right in front of it with the gun, trying to blast. Blast it once, steps back. But you have a feeling like if Fillmore says anything, he's going to crush him. What are you going to do?
I'm going to, what can I do with ghosts? Fuck. It's really fast if I can do anything to try to control a ghost.
Okay.
Because I am a medium, goddammit.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's nothing there I can make something of. Because this is an awesome scene in my head.
It says if I do a seance or ritual, I can, attract a spirit to the table that speaks through you.
You could get his. It gets it like you force it to pay attention to you instead of controlling the thing.
Okay, let's see. Persuasion. All right, it's either willpower plus influence or persuasion plus medium.
Whichever one you want to use.
Let's see. Oh, okay. I see. No, it's willpower plus influence, persuasion. If you have it, plus medium. So
what?
That's what it is. All right. So, D8, and I took D4 medium, and I don't have influence. Because I didn't think I'd have to do try to seance a ghost, basically. But you know, I'm just trying to get its attention, one flower child to another. That's one thing that I want
to
say.
Difficulty 8, so you should be able to make it. And if you don't, it'll be funny.
I wish I had more points. 10.
Yes.
Okay. It stopped and just instantly stares at you. It's right in front of your face.
Brother. Brother, I know you're in there. I know you're hurt. I understand that. I hurt, too, because you hurt.
At least she's gotten distracted. Should buy you time to shoot again. I hope.
It's true. I feel your pain more than you know. But this is not the answer. We are supposed to be bringing peace into this world. And I'm just keeping up
that.
Yeah,
okay.
So I have a better gun, so it's a 6 in there. Mm-hmm. Like my agility sucks.
Difficulty 6.
Yeah.
Yep. Nailed it.
Steps into the fire. The first step, fire goes from its leg up to its waist, up to, all over its body, just starts screaming out, running around. Rah! You see bits of its skin just falling off, bits of flesh, and it starts screaming.
Right.
You do remember you have to salt the
body. I know. I'm pulling apart one of my shotgun shells with salt, and I'm waiting for it to just fucking fall down soon enough. And so I'm just peeling with my teeth.
It falls down, it starts shaking, and then you're just gonna. Alright. And you see the spirit go. It's about to. It's you're talking for a while, but it's still a ghost.
Yeah.
You're just burst into flames. And you see, you look at the man bear, Sasquatch thing, and you see something like rise up and just go. That, and you're pretty sure that's a spirit. It'll probably come back in like a century or two, but for right now you're fine.
Yeah, I'm the base of the truth. I get it.
You got it. And good news is, I owe you a bear.
Awesome. You hear Roger, and just like, is it over?
Not yet. And I say, so I guess what we're going to end up doing with Roger is I'm going to go in there, pull up a chair. You killed a man because he insulted your son. It's your choice. Truth be told, I'm not an agent. I'm not an agent. I can't really do anything about this. I can report it, but I can't really, not without bothering me. So you can get off scot-free. Not very honorable, though. It's probably something you wouldn't have taught your son. So it's your choice. You could save your own hide, or you can do what your son did and man up and do something right. I'm cutting his, like, and turning away.
You don't need to walk away. He just looks at you.
It's his decision. I don't even care. I'm walking away.
No, he just looks off in the distance. She looks off into, looks at the dead body, the dead burning body. Look, and you have a feeling he's thinking about all the dead people that died because of the situation. You have a good feeling he's going to go to the police about what happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm getting the hell out of here.
You guys doing anything else in the park?
I'm limping along. Since you're right, you owe me a beer.
Oh, yeah. Are you a big beer? Glad to see that you didn't. So in the end, you tried to talk to it, didn't you?
I did talk to it. There was no trying.
You didn't seem to listen. Sometimes you gotta
use long enough.
Come on, little girl. We got.
And it was love that spoke to it.
Oh, look on the bright side. At least you didn't bone it like the other.
And you know, Metalark, that if you leave now, you can probably catch the last day of Woodstock.
Yes. Drive.
It's Jimi Hendrix. It's gonna be awesome.
He does an amazing rendition of the national anthem.
We're not going to Woodstock.
I'm going to Woodstock.
We're going, though, in that area because there's reports of some murders. What you do with your time is your choice.
I'm going in that area because there's reports of some beer.
The next day, there's Newt in the background singing with no one around.
He's got his hand over his heart and the national anthem is playing.
Yeah, it's one of the iconic pictures of Woodstock. Out in the crowd, if you look off in a corner, there he is, just with his hand over his heart.
Love this country.
All right, and this is the end of this Supernatural game, which I'll probably call something silly like Sasquatch Holiday or something like that.
Yay!
All right.
So we pull out of the national park. We're driving away.
Yeah.
We ride off into sunset.
Yep.
We need a song. So we close the doors. Uh-huh. Start the engine of what's his name again?
Betsy.
Betsy.
You click. You try to find something, but there's something wrong with the signals. You try pressing. You try to press numerous buttons. You're not sure, and all of a sudden you start to hear
from the.
You try to change channels, but nothing else is on, and you see Metalark smiling in the distance.
Shoot it! Shoot it! Shoot it! Is this because of the radio tower we turned on?
What? Yeah.
This is
it's blasting on through all the channels.
Ah! We see as they drive away.
And it's slowly to. What did you guys think of the game?
I had fun.
Yeah, it was a blast.
It's good. It's nice to do a good, silly, like, Marshall of the Week fun.
Yeah, yes. I had a good time. You know what the funny thing was? Mm-hmm. I don't know. For some reason, I remember the system being a little easier, but this time I kept on. I felt maybe it's because I didn't have my own dice. We were all sharing. Mm-hmm. I kept on having like kind of just pauses, like was it a six or an eight?
I
kept
probably because I'm not that familiar with the system myself.
Yeah,
so
but it works.
I am pretty familiar with the system, so I had no problem with it.
Okay,
yeah, I had a fun time though.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
I love the Cortex system use of your stats and your dice.
Yeah.
It's like there is just straight up. Oh, I wrote my athletic agility is a D10. Awesome.
Yeah, I'm appreciating that right now, so I start reading it, and it's pretty easy to play through. I like it a lot.
Yeah, I think what I need will make it easier if I on the actual skill sets. If I wrote down like what went with what.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing. Right. But no, it's a fun time and a great time.
Okay.
Good job.
Thank you.
Ridiculous.
It was a really like story wise. I felt it was a really good balance of the having to do the more social things with the combat with the
investigation.
Yeah.
So I definitely appreciated that.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely a monster that we had to think how to take care of it rather than just like well just keep shooting.
That was definitely. I saw the monster like this had to be it because not the traditional shoot 'em. I mean that's fun to do every once in a while, but you want to actually try to figure like the part like how about Supernatural is like when they face something new is like okay what the fuck is this okay how do we kill it how do we find a way to kill it using these items
right
and that's what I wanted to try to put in the story because if it was like the regular like ghost.
I mean, 9 times out of 10, it's like, well, decapitate it, set it on fire, salt it.
Mm-hmm.
That gets rid of about 99% of everything out there.
Yeah.
Decapitate it and set it on fire.
Or as Bobby finds out, so does a wood chipper.
Yeah.
Oh, you haven't seen that yet?
I have not seen that, you prick.
It's not huge.
It's not a huge spoiler.
Just it's out there. It's a death involving a wood chipper.
Yeah. Did you do this? No. Well, how'd you kill it? Wood chipper. Oh, that works.
Did you ever see Dale and...
Dale and Tucker
versus Evil.
Yes, I saw that. It was hilarious.
Right, yep. But let's continue. So, any last statements before we close out?
No.
Supernatural.
This was a one shot. In the end, I don't feel like I want to play this guy again.
Yeah, it's a one shot.
But I did enjoy playing like a Supernatural campaign, a hunter, kill him, and stuff like that. That was really interesting.
Yeah. So that's something I might pursue in the future.
Yeah,
something like if I'm tired of. Doing like the long term campaigns, I might just do a one shot of this.
Yeah, I think this is a really good system for one shots.
Okay.
Works for me. Yeah.
All right. Cool. So hopefully I'll plan for one in the future. And that's it. This is Hector Shorty from the FanaBullet.com Roleplaying Podcast. Thank you for listening and goodbye.